35 can play, you know. That's the
right.
time I've ever
Cram.
Seen.
The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioPrint services.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
It's homecoming here at Clay County High School, and the 4-0 Bulldogs are feeling festive after they refused to grant the Cumberland County Jets access to the runway last week. Tonight, head coach Jake Johnson and his black and gold dogs are playing for the first 5-0 start since 1996. But coming to crash the party is a team that has spoiled many a season for Bulldog Nation. The 1-3 Gordonsville Tigers are off to a slow start this season, but head coach Scott Clemens' squad has won 9 straight over the Dogs, and they've made the 60-mile commute to Salina to reestablish their winning ways. Region 4A supremacy is on the line tonight in a homecoming showdown as the Tigers and the Bulldogs prepare to meet for the 69th time.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your locally independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke, like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Jake Johnson, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is the CarQuest pregame show and our fifth broadcast this season of live Bulldog football here on the Horizon Sports Network. For the third time this year, we're in the friendly confines of the Twin Lakes broadcast booth, high top Joan L. H. Stadium. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll describe the action to you tonight. I'm happy to be joined this evening by somebody I hadn't seen since last Friday night, Coach Rob Edwards.
It's a rare occurrence that you and I don't get together and have a good conversation during the week, but didn't happen this week.
It did not. You must have been busy for once.
Yeah.
also joining us is the heart and soul of the Horizon Sports Network, Thomas Weaver.
As always, Daniel, appreciate the nice introduction. I think I've said it a few times in the past, but I got to quote Dorothy again, guys. There's no place like home. Just something about being saddled up to the table, getting ready to call Bulldog football game that kind of makes everything go away. Because I won't lie, guys, it's been a rough stretch, and I want to take this opportunity to thank everyone who has shown our family so much love and support over the last couple weeks. There's no way we can thank them all individually, so I'll just say you all know who you are, and words can't express what it's meant to all of us, and that also goes for you two, who are always by my side. Appreciate you guys.
Absolutely. Would rather be nowhere else.
Enough of that, because what a big matchup we've got here in front of us tonight. This is what it's all about, and I expect a jam-packed Joan L. H. Stadium tonight. Not just because it's homecoming, Daniel, like you mentioned, but because this team has Bulldog Nation fired up, and we're all waiting to see what they're going to do next.
I think it will be the single largest crowd since this stadium opened in the fall of 2004. I really do.
I do, too. I think we're fixing to break some records here as far as attendance goes. And, you know, we're equally fired up about those who made our broadcast possible, and like we do every week, we want to offer our thanks to them. Daniel, there are butter to our bread, so to speak, well, actually, we wouldn't have any bread without them, to be honest.
They're everything, I guess.
they make it all happen, so we want to also thank them every week, and want to ask everybody to pick up a copy of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper each week, because that's where this all started, because the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of a paper that my brother, John, and my father, Bob, started almost 2 decades ago. So been going quite a while there, Daniel.
It has. 16 years, I think I heard you say earlier this year.
It has. So, folks, up next, as we'll do every week during the pregame show, we'll talk about what was in this week's newspaper in our Horizon Weekly Recap. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we discuss what appeared in print about Clay County's win over Cumberland County, where they got to 4-0. Coming up next after these words from our generous sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, and now it's time to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing last week's game. The headline read, Dogs head into homecoming Friday night with a 4-0 record for the first time since 1997. And the story talked about how Clay County dominated Class 4A Cumberland County up on the plateau last week, and explained the shutout of the Jets was not only a tune-up for tonight's showdown with Gordonsville, but also served as the first time in over two decades a black and gold team reached the 4-0 mark. And what a tune-up it was on both sides of the ball, Daniel, as your summary is going to show.
That's the way it opens up. Clay County did dismantle the team from Crossville with a mix of dominating defense and explosive offense, led by junior Dalton Gold and freshman Alec Kerr. Gold struck first by helping the nasty Clay County defense turn Cumberland County over on downs on their first possession with a huge fourth down stop before all of the Jet first half advances suffered a similar fate. Two others succumbed on the fourth try, while the final one ended on an interception by junior linebacker Bryson Burch. In the meantime, the Dogs relied on Kerr for their only touchdown before intermission. After a punt on their first possession, Clay County found their groove. Senior fullback Will Ogletree, who finished as the Dogs' leading rusher, got things started with four straight carries up the middle before his classmate set up Kerr's finish. Senior quarterback Jake Ashlock and wideout White Burks hooked up to get Clay County across midfield, and the signal caller then broke free for a 17-yard gain. Kerr did the honors from 19 yards out on the next snap, and Ogletree added the two-point conversion, which led to the halftime score of 8-9. Then to open the third quarter, Kerr took matters into his own hands behind a huge push from offensive lineman Gold, his classmates Seth Eads, sophomore Wade Coons, and freshman John Hamilton and Levi Garrett. Following a highlight reel 40-yard kickoff return and back-to-back runs of 20 and 16 yards, Kerr found pay dirt again, this time from 6 yards out to make it 14-9. Burks then quickly changed the scoreboard with a pick-six interception on the Jets' ensuing possession, surging Clay County ahead 20-9 just over a minute later, and the rout was on. While Gold, Burks, Coons, senior Wesley Walker, and freshman Keaton Arms lit up the defensive stat line to hold Cumberland County scoreless the rest of the way, the Dogs tacked on 9 more points for good measure. The first two came via a safety credited to Coons after he pressured the Jet quarterback into intentionally grounding the ball while standing in his own end zone, while Ogletree and Kerr accounted for the final margin. Kerr broke free for a 60-yard punt return, and Ogletree took advantage of the good field position by pounding ahead for a total of 35 yards on the ground, including a 5-yard touchdown. The final notch on the scoreboard came via the leg of Kerr as his extra point found its mark. Final score, Clay County 29, Cumberland County 9.
What a big win against a big school, Daniel. It was, and you talked about Gold in the beginning. We're going to talk about him in the beginning of the stat line here. His huge night, 10 tackles, 2 of those for loss, and 3 sacks, highlighted a chock-full defensive tally. Burks was a close second with 9 stops. Of course, the pick 6 he had. Arms had 7. Walker had 6, 2 for loss and a sack. And both Kerr and Coons had 5 each, and we talked about Coons' safety. He also had 2 sacks on the night. Freshman Jimmy Burchett recorded 4 stops. His classmate Joseph Markham had 3. Sophomore Carson Sharp also made 3. Bryson Burchett had 2 in his interception. Junior John Copeland 2. And senior Jonathan Maynard 1. Ogletree's 15 carry, 90 yard night, where he had a touchdown and a 2-point conversion, led the way in the rushing column. While Kerr had 7 carries for 59 yards and the 2 TDs, Ashlock 7 carries for 34 yards, and Sharp carried 3 times for 5 yards, and they had a total of 188 yards on the ground. Ashlock went 9 for 17 for 119 yards, did have the 1 interception in the contest, and he completed passes to Ogletree, 2 for 42 yards, Burks, 2 for 21 yards, Jimmy Burchett, 2 for 15 yards, Kerr, 2 for 10 yards, and Bryson Burchett had a big catch for 31 yards in that contest. Overall, Clay County offense produced a total of 307 yards on 49 plays, We haven't seen them reach the 300-yard mark a whole lot this year.
No, they've been consistent, had a few slow starts, but we've been solid, but that was a big night for us.
It was a huge night. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game, just like we went through, in your Del Hall Horizon newspaper, which hits the racks on Tuesday night and is in your mailbox on Wednesday. We also want to ask you to remind you to tell your friends we're on the air right now. Copy the link on the page you're on. Text it to them. Put it on Facebook for us. Share it anywhere you can, and we sure would appreciate it. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Dogs versus Tigers, a Region 4A showdown here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by...
We're back here on the CarQuest pregame show, and it's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Bulldogs have made 21 appearances in the TWSWA playoffs, first in 1983 and most recently in 2018. Their playoff record is 8-21. Their furthest advancement was the semifinals in 1985. The Tigers have made 32 playoff appearances, first in 1979, and most recently last year in 2018. Gordonsville has a playoff record of 41-30. Their furthest advancement is the state championship game three different times. They won silver in 1983 and gold in both 1984 and 2012. These teams are meeting for the 69th time in their histories, first squaring off in 1951. The Bulldogs' longest series winning streak was seven games from 1964 to 1970. The Tigers ride their currently their longest winning streak of nine games into this evening's contest. The Tigers last tasted defeat at the hands of the Dogs in 2008. Overall, the Black and Gold have a 25-42-1 record against Gordonsville. We'll go ahead and share the single game individual statistical leaders against the Tigers. I'll start it off with rushing. First of all, yardage. Tigers have been stingy against us over the years on the ground. The great Jimmy Crane Cole had 189 against them in 1985. That's the highest tally there. Rushing touchdowns, Brian Burchett did it in 1990. He scored three on the ground against the Tigers. And Matt Brown, in that last victory over Gordonsville, he had three in 2008. Longest rushing touchdown against Gordonsville also in 2008 was Scott Brown, who had a 76-yarder.
Daniel, I'm going to tell the folks about what went on through the air against the Tigers. And looky here, it's your name, Daniel. Most passing yardage against the Tigers, 1999, Daniel Strong, 229 yards. That's a pretty good game.
Good game, but a loss.
Well, Okay. And then we get to talk about little brother, most passing touchdowns against the Tigers in a big win down at Gordonsville. I think you said about the third to last time we actually beat them in 1996, John Weaver had three touchdowns and a huge win.
It was.
Down there. And then receiving yardage, you're one of your classmates, I think, Matt Adams in 1997, had 110, not the same game from Weaver, but a big game in its own right.
Matt, a classmate of John's. They were 2 years ahead of me. Played with both of them. Great ball players. Receiving now, we got four guys tied with two touchdown catches each against the Gordonsville Tigers. First of all, a special one to me, Jerry Strong, my dad, back in 1969, he had two. John Roberts, back in 1996, he had two, and I said there was four. There's four listed, and only three guys, because Brian Burchett did it twice in the 88, his sophomore year, and 89, his junior year. He caught two apiece off of them. And I'm going to make a plug real quick here. Jerry Strong and Brian Burchett, both Clay County Sports Hall of Famers. John Roberts listed here alongside them is not. He should be, folks. Longest receiving touchdown, Cody Collins off the arm of Nolan Dale back in 2008, a 72-yarder against Gordonsville. And tackles, a huge number here as we step over to the defensive side of the ball. Jason Ashley, in 1998, I shared the field with him. He's a grade ahead of me. He had 22 solo stops.
You just don't hear that. Unheard of. Next in sacks, we've got four guys with three against the Tigers. 1985, the former sack leader, Johnny Rich. Of course, passed by Dalton Goad last year. 1978, Jimmy McBride. And then here's Goad, had three last season against the Tigers in that loss down there in Gordonsville. And Matthew Boone in 1991 all had three sacks. Interceptions, two in one game by Nolan Dale in 2008. And the longest interception touchdown, a pick six, a 90-yarder, 1970 from Mike Barlow.
We'll finish off with special teams' longest kickoff return touchdown. It came last year. I forgot about it. As I was looking through my stuff, B.J. Everton had a 90-yarder at Gordonsville last season.
Best I remember, he accounted for all the points that night.
I think so. Folks, that wraps up the first portion of About a Bulldog History. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and feed you a little more.
Those we serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today. Welcome back to the Carquest pregame show. Time for the second round of About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. Tonight we continue highlighting a black and gold squad that's celebrating either a lustral, ending in 5, or decadal, ending in 0 anniversary. Last week's team was 1959, who is celebrating their 60th anniversary. Tonight we turn the spotlight on to the 1964 team, who is celebrating their 55th anniversary. We have the team picture from that year. We always start off talking about it. It looks a little more modern than some of the ones we looked at over the last few weeks. And the big thing that jumps out to me, and when I scan this photo, I made sure to leave the scoreboard in it. This is a beautiful scoreboard at the field at Salina. It was sponsored. It says Enjoy Perfection Ice Cream. We've also got Cookwell Pure Milk Company, a sponsor on it.
Coca-Cola.
Something else, Coca-Cola, of course, got customized with Salina Bulldogs. Just a really neat-looking scoreboard, isn't it, Colin?
It is, and takes you back to that era, really, with the fonts and such of the advertisements. But one thing I noticed, and I know it's a black-and-white picture, but those helmets look like they're white to me.
Yes, I think that's correct. We'd have to get that confirmed by one of our two uncles who's on this team that you'll share in a minute, but I think you're right.
Yeah, I hadn't seen that much over the years.
This team was a pretty solid football team. They had a 5-5 record, and we're going to dig deeper into that in a few moments, and you'll see that they were very close to having a lot more wins than that. They scored 14.5 points per game, gave up 11.6 points per game. Pretty solid squad, and Thomas, folks are going to recognize a lot of these names.
They are, Daniel, and we got 8 freshmen here, some near and dear to our heart, but we'll start with David Spear, Willis Smith, Robert Qualls, Kenneth Spivey, Butch Burnett, Larry Lacey, and Joe Carmack. Those are names that everybody knows, but, of course, our uncle, Don Napier, was a ninth grader on this team.
He was.
And then sophomores had 5 of them, and we all know you're going to know these names. The great Russell Richardson, of course, the doghouse, locker rooms named after him here on the campus of Clay County High School. And then somebody I really care a lot about, and that's Coach David Threet.
Yeah.
Put a lot of years in here for these Bulldog teams, and well-respected man throughout the, just everywhere. Raymond Lacey, Bill Hamilton, everybody knows his name. Freddie Roach, I assume that's Freddie Roach.
Yep.
It's Fred Roach, everybody knows him as Freddie. And then 10 juniors, so a big junior class. Daniel Boone, excuse me, Dudley Spear, another one of our uncles, Jack Napier, so there's two brothers playing together.
Mm-hmm.
My brother and I got to do that, so that's a pretty neat thing. Dennis Smith, Gregory Birch, Charles Bailey, Bobby Meadows, Danny Thompson, Roger Gray. I'm pretty sure Roger's sitting right here below us when I came in earlier. And Fred Emerton, so a big class of juniors. But they were led by 6 seniors, as always, Daniel. And that was another Napier, Denny Napier, first cousin to those we just spoke of. Kerry Eads, Herschel Lacey, Roger Henson, Benny Davis, and Skipper Birch. So, again, every week we talk about it, but a lot of great men and a lot of recognizable names.
Absolutely. And they were followed up by a great season the following year with that big group of juniors. But this, and in its own right, is what we're talking about, and it was a good one, too.
It was. And as I think it was last week, they were coached by the great John Teeples, who this field we're staring out at with the Tigers and the Bulldogs warming up on is named after John Teeples Field. And it's looking good tonight, by the way, Daniel.
Yeah.
You really brought her back to life.
Well, homecoming festivities had to pour the water to it over these last 2 weeks. It's been awful dry, and the coaching staff did a great job painting it up last night. And it does look good.
It does. And then, of course, they had some managers. Dennis Chapin, Danny Borden, and James Robertson. Were the 1964 managers.
Moving on, we'll look at the schedule that they played that year. They opened up the season with one of their 5 losses to York Institute by a mere 7-12. So that's the first narrow loss that they had. Then they went on a 4-game winning streak, beat Livingston 13-6, Baxter 26-9, Jackson County 7-9, and Monterey 26-9. They were looking real promising there at 4-1 midseason. And then they dropped 4 in a row. Tompkinsville, Kentucky, 20-32. Trousdale County, 9-26. Smith County, 25-27. And then DeKalb County, 7-13.
So really, the only blowout was that Trousdale County game. They were in them all.
Exactly. And they finished off the year with a win over the Gordonsville Tigers. Hopefully, we'll see that later tonight. That score was 14-9. So, of those 5 losses, we see 1 possession loss to York, two possession loss to Tompkinsville, 2-point loss to Smith County, and another 1 possession loss to DeKalb. They were dangerously close, only 4 scores away from being 9-1.
Right. And you look back over history, you see a lot of teams like that.
Yep.
Anyway, you know, you see some 1 and 2 point losses. The 54 team we talked about lost to Livingston twice by 1 point.
Right.
You know, so, you know, Salina had some great teams, but they've also had some that are just right on the cusp.
Right on the
cusp. A lot of them.
Cheerleaders in the football queen from that year, Wanda Poindexter, Wanda Napier, Linda Drummond, Sandra King, Phyllis Young, Laura Arms, who was later Laura Parsons, my kindergarten teacher,
right,
and Joyce Moore were the cheerleaders, and the football queen that year was Nettie Mae Anderson. Great-looking pictures of those ladies. Try to run them again in the Horizon.
They'll be in there each week, and I think a lot of people are enjoying seeing those. Thanks to you digging them up, Daniel, and sending them over. And actually, this week, you got to do a little production on the newspaper. Helped me out quite a bit, and basically took a bite of Bulldog history from production Friday night straight into the newspaper this week. Appreciate
well,
that.
I'm protective of it. I may need to start doing that every week.
You might.
Well, folks, we could talk about them a long time. We're not going to because we've got interviews to play with Coach Johnson and other things coming up here on the CarQuest pregame show. So we did shine the spotlight on the 1964 squad. They are celebrating their 55th anniversary. And this has been about a Bulldog history brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren, where they strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history. Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
We're back here on the CarQuest pregame show. Typically, we go into our How They Fired segment at this point, but Coach Edwards, who fearlessly leads us through it, is currently not up here, so we're going to go ahead and do the Westmoreland Management Keys to the Game. Well, we asked Thomas his thoughts on how the Dogs can win tonight. Thomas, let's go ahead and start. I know you're usually closer to kickoff with this, and a little more keyed up. But
I get a little fired up closer to kickoff, but we'll you know, we can't do that How They Paired segment without the coach. I mean, it just wouldn't be right.
Only if there was no other possible scenario.
That's exactly right. So, Daniel, to me, the key offensively, since you didn't ask me where to start, we usually start on offense. On that side of the ball, it's going to have to be a big player, too, in my opinion. I think we got them when it comes to explosiveness. So if we can stay in the game early and just play with the Tigers, I think we'll have the advantage down the stretch with our X-Factor guys. And you know we've got them Sharp and Kerr. They can break one at any time. And not just on offense either. I think we might see a special team play be the difference in this one. It could come from another one of those four-letter words we talked about. And, of course, that one's going to start with a K, Mr. Kerr. Let me tell you, he's been right on the cusp, as we talked about those teams earlier, of really breaking one, Daniel.
If I was the opposition, I wouldn't kick to him.
And we saw that. Where was that? Joe Burns.
Yeah.
They kicked it out of bounds instead of letting him have it. So, you know, but we've got Ogletree. We've got Ashlock. We've got that offensive line and all the Dogs to keep us in on. But look for Kerr and Sharp to put us over the top when it matters on that side of the ball.
I like it. They can do it. What about defense?
Defensively, we've seen these guys kind of get better and better each week. And we saw the All-Stater, Dalton Goad, go off last week with that performance he had, Daniel. I think we see Gorns will concentrate on him tonight. You know, the Jets kind of forgot what he was and who he is and what he can do. He's been seeing the double and the triple teams, and I think that's what you're going to see. So we're going to have some others that are just as fast, just as tough, and just as good up there. And one of them you heard from in the interview, or you're going to hear from in the interview, since we switched things around. And the other one we see do his job night in and night in out, Daniel, and I think that's Wade Coons.
Yeah.
He's your impact player tonight. He's going to step up, make a big play. I mean, it might be a sack. It might be a fourth down stop. Wade Coons is going to bring this defense home tonight, and that, paired with a solid play that we've been getting from the whole unit, this group of stingy defense is going to take care of the Tigers on that side of the ball.
All right. That covers offense and defense. What about the overall key?
Well, to me, it's going to come down to one or two plays. You know, we've heard there's some injury maybe on the Gordonsville side. I think you throw that out the window. You don't pay any attention to it. This Gordonsville team has come in here. They've lost three ball games to three really good teams. They've come to play tonight. So, to me, it's going to take one of those big plays and kind of seize the opportunities that are given to us. You know, at Joe Burns, I said it was about taking the next step. Well, tonight's similar, but honestly, this isn't just a step. This will be a giant leap, as they say, to beat these Gordonsville Tigers tonight. And I think our guys are fearless at this point. I think they can, you know, they prove they can handle anything, Daniel. Bulldog football's back. I mean, that's the bottom line. And they're about to put a big notch in their belt tonight against the Tigers.
All right, folks. That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
You're listening to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or just stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Up next on the Carquest Pregame Show, an interview with head coach Jake Johnson, and still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Lieber, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us here as we get ready for Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County's homecoming game with Gordonsville, where the 4-0 Dogs will take on the 1-3 Tigers, huge playoff implications on the line. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Jake Johnson and senior running back and defensive lineman Wesley Walker for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, we're in week 5, and I appreciate you letting us come in for the 5th week.
Always welcome here, brother.
And Wesley, it's good to have you this morning.
Yep.
Coach, last week I kind of talked about in the newspaper a nice tune-up for what's to come this week.
Absolutely. And you know, you think about Cumberland County, that was a 4A team. You know, they did some things that could hurt us. Our quarterback was a great athlete. But, you know, in the end, you know, we just do what we do, took care of business, and got home with a W.
You did. And Wesley, like Coach said, that Jet team up there, they were no slouch. You guys kind of took the first half to kind of get used to them and then dominate them in the end.
Yeah, the coach has really worked with us through the week, letting us know with the 4A team in advance we're going to have a rough night, we're going to have to battle all night, and really got us prepared and ready to go.
And that was kind of my next question, Coach. You know, this team, including Wesley and all these guys, they've really proved that nothing bothers them. They went in there and pitched another shutout. This defense has allowed 8 points in 4 games now.
I mean, it's impressive. You know, it's a whole lot easier to play offense when you get short fields. You get turnovers, your defense scores. But, you know, absolutely. I mean, we're averaging giving up 2 points a game. And, you know, we don't necessarily do things right all the time, or we don't call things right. But, I mean, these kids hustle and bust it to get in position and make plays.
And this guy right here sitting next to me has been a huge part of it, Coach. I tell you what, Wesley Walker has really come on the last few games.
Absolutely. And you know, if you look at him, you know, he's kind of built like a linebacker.
Right.
But, you know, he gets down there and plays that defensive line spot, and we've not found many people that can block him much.
Right. And Wesley, that was kind of my next question. You know, we saw you last year making an impact off the ball at linebacker, and then, you know, Coach just kind of throws you to the wolves and puts you up there in the trenches, and you really responded. Talk about that transition a little bit.
Well, at first, I didn't care much for it, I ain't going to lie.
No,
and it's just all in physicality and going through the motions.
Right.
You got the right steps, the right physics, you're going to get through.
Right, and we've seen you get through multiple times, and, you know, you got some pretty good players alongside you up there. That front three, and, you know, and like you say, the position change came because, you know, we got Gold, we got Coons. We needed somebody else that had that grit and that toughness, and Coach, this guy filled the role.
Absolutely. And, you know, Wesley is a kid that his motor never stops running. Right. You know, he's never going to give up on a play. You know, even go beyond defense. He's a consistent tackler on special teams.
That's right.
You know, I venture to say he probably had four or five tackles just on kickoff last week.
Right.
But, you know, that's what he brings to the table. Nasty streak, physicality, and is a tackling machine.
He is, and you got to talk about your cohorts up there. Dalton Goad had another huge game the other night, and Wade Coons is going to be nice to put your knuckles in the ground next to those
yeah.
two.
Yeah, me and Goad's close on and off the field. And Wade, he's a really good kid. He's really tries his hardest out there on the field and does everything he can to help the team out.
He does, and it's not just you three, Wesley. All three phases of Bulldog football have been spot on this year. Talk about that and kind of where that's come from. I know you talked about Coach Johnson, but you got a lot of other guys helping you all.
Yeah, Coach D's really came in. He's tightening a lot up on defense. He's helping a lot out more than we've – the coaches are really working us like we hadn't been,
right.
like we need to be worked to be a successful football team.
Well, you can tell it, and we talked about how the last few games you really come on. To me, and not to say that you weren't playing good before then, but that huge momentum play at Joe Burns when you turned them over on downs there and got the ball from us, talk about that sack that ended that drive and virtually ended that game.
It's all just a momentum thing, and it's just when the ball's going one way and the momentum's up on one side, it seems to keep rolling that way. And if you keep fighting back and keep the momentum, keep it level and going your way at the right time, you can make plays and get opportunities like that.
You're right about that. I don't think you're giving yourself enough credit there. You made that play, and what a play it was, Coach.
Oh, it was a huge one. And you know, like I said, you know, and I love to see, you know, a kid like Wesley, you know, have success, because honestly, when you talk about a team player and selfless, it is Wesley.
That's right.
You know, most of the time, sometimes he gets double-teamed. You know, things aren't always going his way, but he's going to scrap and battle. You know, offense, he plays fullback for us.
Right.
Doesn't get the ball all the time. Doesn't care. Does his job. He's all about the team. I mean, you know, it's an attitude that is definitely appreciated.
And, Coach, you're going to need Wesley and all these guys we've mentioned and the rest of them we hadn't mentioned to step up tonight. And what a huge matchup this is for this Gorgeville Tiger team. Been a while since we beat them, I think 2008. And we can virtually wrap up the top two spots in this conference. We've got to get past Red Bull and Pickett to do that. But just a huge game.
Oh,
we can talk about it all day.
Oh, we've been stressing that all week, you know, try not to put too much pressure on us, but we want to understand, you know, the goals that we set, you know, that we talked about preseason. You know, this is another, we're in another must-win situation. You know, Joe Burns was the first step. You know, now we're moving on to the defending region champs, and, you know, their record's a little deceiving. They play some really good football teams. You know, opened up with Watertown, took them down the wire. You know, Smith County, the ball didn't necessarily bounce their way in, against a really good Trousdale team that was in the state finals last year. So we're going to have our work cut out for us.
And they've done that the last few years historically also. You know, maybe be sub 500 or worse heading into midseason, and then, you know, you see the Tigers come on. So now's the time to stop that momentum for them, isn't it, Coach?
Absolutely. You know, they're a little banged up too, which is unfortunate. You know, but that happens sometimes when you get that schedule. But, you know, regardless of, you know, who's playing, regardless of records, throw the records out the window. When you're playing Gordon's, what's the fight?
Always is. And, Wesley, give me a sense of where this team is right now, the talk around the locker room. Y'all got to be fired up for this one.
Yeah. Fired up is, I think it'd be kind of an understatement. It's a big game. But at the end of the day, it's just another week. We got to fight to get another win to get at the spot we need to be at the end of the day.
And, Coach, again, it is homecoming. We always talk about the distraction of homecoming, but we also talk about how nothing phases these guys. How are they handling that?
The same way. I mean, you hit the nail on the head with that. They're always focused. They're always ready. And we got a bunch of guys that just love football, love playing football, you know, want to be a part of it. you know, work hard day in and day out. But, you know, I feel like they've done a pretty good job of understanding, you know, hey, nothing against homecoming, but, you know, if there was no football game, there would be no homecoming. So, and, you know, these guys understand that, and, you know, it's just business as usual.
And you talked about the team a little bit, but Wesley, one thing I found out, they got a lot of returning seniors just like you, and most of them are up front. Going to be a battle down there.
Yeah. Yes, sir. It'll be a fight for sure. We'll have to play all four quarters. It won't be no breaks for sure.
Coach, one key. What do we got to do to come out with a win here on homecoming tonight against the Tigers?
Hey, match the physicality. If not match it, take it a step further. Let's set the tone early. And, you know, they're big up front. You know, we've really, you know, Wesley and those guys down there have really got to work to stop the run. You know, other than that, it'll take care of itself. I feel like there's some things we can do offensively. You know, same as usual, get our guys the ball in space. But, you know, it all starts, in my opinion, up front, the offensive and defensive line.
Well, we've seen that they know how to respond to that, and we're looking forward to it. Appreciate you, Wesley. Enjoyed having you here, and you too, Coach. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us, and good luck tonight. Folks, we'll be back here next week with Coach Johnson and another player to preview the Dogs' road trip to Westmoreland. We hope you'll join us then. This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales from machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
We're back here on the CarQuest pregame show, and now it's time for How They Fired from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
All right, guys, scores from last week that we always report on. Monroe County, Kentucky, fell to 1-3 as they lost 52-6 to the Barron County Trojans. Clinton County, Kentucky, again idle last week. This week, Clinton and Monroe square off. So two of the Dogs' opponents playing one another tonight.
Right.
Joe Burns High School moved to fell to 0-4. After a 35-14 loss to Houston County. Tonight, they are playing Red Bull in Springs. I predict they get their first win before Daniel does.
Yeah, and took away his bold prediction.
Yeah. Cumberland County High School, of course, lost 29-0 to Clay last week. They are 0-4, and they host Macon County tonight.
Macon Gordon may be getting their first win, aren't they, over?
No, Macon beat they beat somebody. One. They won one, I think. Okay. They're 1-2. Or either way, Gordonsville, 49-0 losers last week to Trousdale County on the Creek Bank. They are currently 1-3, as you guys talked about earlier. Westmoreland High School, 51-6 over White's Creek. They're currently 3-1. Tonight, they're at the Creek Bank playing Trousdale County.
That's a measuring stick.
It is. That'll tell us something. You know, we've got to go over there next week, isn't it, guys? Mm-hmm. We'll be at Westmoreland for the first time, and we don't know yet.
Since
the 80s. And they've been putting up some points. Best I remember, Coach Evers running through it each week, playing pretty well, sounds like.
I lied. We played them in the early 2000s, briefly.
Okay. You're so honest.
It was unintentional lie.
Right. Almost
oversight, we call it. Yeah. Eagleville crammed it in the end zone several times against Pickett County last week as they beat the Bobcats 59-18. Pickett's now 1-3. They're at Monterey tonight. White County lost 43-12 to their biggest rival, I guess, Cookeville. They're 2-2 currently. Tonight they host Walker Valley. And as we said, Monterey moved to 4-0. Oh, no, wait a minute. I'm getting ahead of myself. Monterey 4-0 after a 34-7 thrashing of another team, another winless team. They've outscored their opponent. I did a little research. They've outscored their opponents 159-25.
Well, you know, we've called it cupcake. I think I called it donuts. I'm not sure what it is. Oatmeal or something.
You want to take a stab at their opponent's overall record for the season?
Yeah, let's hear.
0-15. Their opponents have not won a game.
Nice.
So they're 4-0, but it's an untested 4-0.
Right.
No doubt they're a good team up there on the mountain.
They are.
You know,
they are.
We play some good opponents. Gordonsville plays some good opponents. So that's what you need to do early on to get ready for these
big region matches.
Conference games.
Yeah. Red Bull and Springs fell to 0-3 after a 48-12 loss to Jackson County tonight. As we said, they're at Joe Burns. Last week, Clay County's opponents were 2-7. They're 13-24 overall. If we got time, guys, I'd like to take a brief look at the sister region, we call it.
Take a walk through it.
South Pittsburgh.
And if you don't know it, we've got a guy back here, Mr. Terry Everett, former Pittsburgh South Pittsburgh Pirate. I think he's celebrating his 50th anniversary of a state championship back in 69. If you don't know it, I bet he does, Coach.
Yeah. Well, they're currently 4-0. They're 1-0 in the region.
Yeah.
The only team close to them is Copper Basin. They're 3-1. They're also 1-0 in the region, but we don't really know how good they are. Everybody else, Sail Creek, Whitwell, Lookout Valley, all 0-4.
Well, I was talking to Mr. Everett earlier on, and he talked about Copper Basin's probably that second-place team. You know, we saw Whitwell win the state championship last year. So, basically, finished top three in this league, in our league.
The advantage into the second round.
You get to the second round.
This has been Hallie Faird from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. About 5 minutes from kickoff, we're going to kick it over to Daniel here for a weather update, I believe.
We will turn our eyes to the Clay County skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors weather report. Temperature currently is 81 degrees. By halftime, it'll be down to 75. At the end of the game, 73. 57% humidity here in Salina tonight. No precipitation is falling for at least 2 weeks here in Salina, and none's expected, unfortunately, throughout this homecoming contest. There is a 1 mile per hour wind out of the south southwest. This has been the weather report brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Folks you can trust, protect your home from the elements, offering you lots of different things, including gutters, garage doors, siding, things of that nature. I don't have the tagline, so I apologize to Parker Donaldson, owner of Cumberland Exteriors. We'll go ahead and do the final word. The full coverage, final word, I should say, Coach Edwards. Thomas says that's wrong. We're going to play half stream two. Can you dial that up for us, producer? We'll be right back.
I'm all over it.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy to find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of pro hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here to wrap up the CarQuest pregame show with the full coverage final word when we ask Coach Edwards for his last thoughts before kickoff. Brought to you by Shock and Strong Insurance. Coach, cover it all, just like their agency does.
We got all covered all and cover it quickly. Daniel, got to ignore the distractions of homecoming this week. I think that's always a big deal, especially on the week of a region game. That's one mental distraction. I think another one is what we'll call the mental wall of victory. We've only beat the Tigers twice in the last 17 years. So these guys last victory was 2008. These seniors were about 8 years old. These freshmen were 4 and 5 year old in kindergarten. So they gotta get through that mental block and just believe that they can win. Finally, I think the key tonight, offensive defensive line play. Gordonsville's got all their linemen back from last year. I think that's gonna be the key. We've got to play big on the line, guys.
That's been the full coverage final word, sponsored by Shock Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Slina today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioFriend services.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We're back here, and it's time for football here at Clay County High School Homecoming 2019. Going to go ahead and do the State Farm starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Offensive line for the Bulldogs, left to right, junior Wade Coons, freshman Levi Garrett, center junior Seth Eads, junior Dalton Gold, freshman John Hamilton, receivers senior White Burks, junior Bryson Burchett, freshman Jimmy Burchett, fullback Wesley Walker. Running backs, we'll see a mixture of Ogletree, that's Will Ogletree, Carson Sharp, Alec Kerr. Quarterback, senior, Jake Ashlock. Defensively, nose guard, junior, Dalton Gold. Defensive tackle, senior, Wesley Walker, and sophomore, Wade Coons. Inside backers, senior, White Burks, junior, John Copeland, freshman, Keaton Arms. Outside backers, junior, Bryson Burchett, freshman, Joseph Markham. Cornerbacks, sophomore, Carson Sharp, freshman, Jimmy Burchett, and Malone safety, freshman, Alec Kerr. This has been the State Farm starting lineups, brought to you by your local agent, Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Homecoming 2019 about to get kicked off. The 4-0 Clay County Bulldogs, the home team, they're dressed in all black tonight from head to toe. The visiting Gordonsville Tigers are 1-3 on the season. They are dressed in all white. They have blue numerals on their helmets and that traditional Gordonsville G on the side of those helmets. I think I said blue numerals on their helmets, blue numerals on their jerseys. I apologize. Freshman Alec Kerr going to kick it off to get this one started. Huge game here. Big time implications for Region 4A, and here's the kick. We're underway. It's fielded by Tiger at the 35-yard line. He comes upfield quickly. He's brought down, and it is going to be senior Will Ogletree recording the first stop of this contest.
And I like the way he's getting up off the ground right there, Daniel, with authority. This Bulldog team looks like they're ready. Let's just hope they are. And I got to say it. We talked about it could be a record crowd tonight. I don't know what that record is, but I don't think I've ever seen this many, even on the track down here, Daniel. The fence hanging, you can't even walk through them down there.
Massive crowd. I love to see it. Got to be a record here at Clay County High School. We've played ball here at Joni Leach Stadium since 2004, and it is the biggest I've seen. Shotgun snap to the Gordonsville quarterback. He gets the football. Going to be brought down. Picks up minimal yardage. Thomas says that freshman Keaton Arms, the Bulldog on the play. And it looks like, we'll call it no gain, second 10 for Gordonsville.
Just looked like a mishandled snap maybe there, Daniel. The quarterback followed up the tailback up through the hole. Goad, Walker, Coons occupying those big guys up front, and Arms had a free run and made the stop.
Tigers break huddle, two wideouts to the left, one to the right, two running backs. In the backfield with the quarterback who's in the shotgun. Here's the snap. Second and 10. Quarterback rolls to his right. Balls away. Incomplete. Quarterback is Trayson Davis, the fourth. We'll leave off the fourth for broadcast purposes as we go on through the night.
And there was Dalton Goad making an impact on the second play of the ball game, Daniel. Just blew up this right tackle over here and put pressure to force the errant throw.
Davis listed on the roster as a sophomore wideout. They have had injury at Gordonsville. Their normal starting quarterback, Matthew Albritton, a freshman, is out with a broken toe. Tigers now, third and 10, two wideouts to either side. Davis in the gun, running back his left hip.
Shifting into a four-man front, Daniel.
Calls for the snap. Different quarterback this time. Balls away. Incomplete. Going to be a turnover on downs. Actually, a punt. I apologize.
Good start for the Bulldog defense. As you said, some the injury bug has bitten the Tigers, and you can kind of see it, Daniel. Quarterback a little shaky, just didn't look in sync on that first drive. But when you got Dalton Goad and Coons and those guys coming after you, that happens.
Quarterback that time was Grant Underwood, a junior. Alec Kerr's dropped deep for the Bulldogs. He's very dangerous back there. I hope he gets a clean look at it. Punt is away off the foot of the Tiger.
Going to get a shot, Daniel.
Kerr fields it, caught for a fair catch. Bit of a mistake by the freshman. He had about 15 yards of cushion between him and the return team, but Clay County does safely take over at their own 30-yard line. At the 10:52 mark of this first quarter, it is 0-0 here at John Peebles Field.
You know, Daniel, I'm kind of anxious to see what Coach Jake Johnson will have up his sleeve here tonight. Yeah, as we talked about, he's kind of pulled out a new layer each week, and we see him try to establish that new offense each time. Let's see what we see tonight.
Here Clay County comes. Keaton Arms and Whiteburg split wide to the right. Burchett wide to the left. Two back set. It looks like Ogletree and Sharp back there with Ashlock. Ashok hands off to Carson Sharp. He's around right side, has 5 yards, gets close to the first down, and a flag goes down as Sharp was knocked out of bounds at the Bulldog 40. It was thrown like you would see a late hit out of bounds. I didn't see that take place. We'll have to wait.
If it was a holding call, it should have come earlier, but that's what they're calling.
Big hold going to be called against Clay County on first and 10. Sharp gets no yardage. They're going to walk it back. Fortunately for Clay County, that hold did take place 9 yards downfield. So they take over with essentially no loss here. We're going to still call it first and 10. So kind of a freebie for Clay County. They did lose that nice 10-yard pickup by Sharp.
They did. And I was talking about that wrinkle, Daniel, and you called it Arms in there at wideout.
Ashok to pass, drops back, plenty of time, balls away, caught by Keaton Arms. He picks up around 4 where he goes out of bounds at the Bulldog 34. We'll have to verify the yardage gain. Freshman Keaton Arms recording his first ever catch as a tight end in high school. They split him out wide. We're going to call a pickup of 3, setting up 2nd and 7 for Clay County.
You know, Arms is such a weapon on both sides of the ball. It's good to see him out there on offense and getting a few touches.
Bryson Burchett split to the right. Arms and Burks to the left. Ball at the Bulldog 33. Ashlock in the gun. Another quick pass. Ball's away. Incomplete. He was targeting White. Burks had him there. Just a little bit of miscommunication between the two seniors on that one. Burks ran a curl pass. Ashlock threw it like it was an out pass. Sets up 3rd and 7. Manageable third down play. Good run. Good pass. Alec Kerr checks into the game. Carson Sharp comes out. And I look for 44 to get it. And I hear the Gordonsville coaches in the booth beside us saying 44's in. They know about Alec Kerr already.
They do, Daniel. And I like the way Coach Johnson's doing, playing both backs here on this first drive.
Kerr at the right hip of Ashlock. Overtree at the left. 3rd and 7. Snap. We were out. Kerr's our sideline. Catches it, but he's out of bounds. Nice catch by the freshman. Good throw by Ashlock. He's over the outside shoulder, but the momentum when Kerr leapt took him out of bounds. So it's going to be a punt situation on 4th and 7 from the Bulldog 33.
It did, Daniel. And Kerr, to, like you said, split backs, and he just came out a little out and up on the wheel route, wide open. Ashlock's just got to get a little more touch under that one. He let it sail on him, and it went out of bounds, or that's a touchdown.
Ashlock is the punter. He sits about 12 or 13 yards behind junior Bryson Burchett, who takes care of the long snapping. Snaps there. Kicks away. It's an end-over-ender. Knocks out of bounds. Not Ashlock's best punt. Going to have pretty good yardage for the Tigers as they take over. The official still walking up the sideline decides to spot it at the Gordonsville 47. 9:58 on this opening quarter clock. We're scoreless. Both teams have had a possession. Neither one of them able to get past those first three downs. Couldn't pick up a first down.
Something a little different on that drive, Daniel. After the hold on the running play, we threw it 3 straight times, completed the 1 to Arms. I think we got to go back to our bread and butter, pound and ground, and then take a shot.
Davis in the gun, 2 wideouts to either side. Gets the shotgun snap, hand off to the tailback, knees brought down hard, big tackle for loss by John Copeland. He's worn about 3 different number jerseys this year. He's number 16 tonight.
You know, that's what he wore last year and the year prior. That's his old number. I'm not sure why he's been changing around, but it's good to see him back in something recognizable.
Loss of 5 on the play for the Tigers, setting up 2nd and 15 for them. 9:30 and ticking here on the clock as we sit here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. I see the director of Twin Lakes, Jonathan West, sitting down below us. Want to thank him and his company for sponsoring us here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Yes, sir.
Davis in the gun, 2 wide to either side, gets the snap, bellies up to a fullback, keeps it himself, he's hitting the backfield, brought down, initial contact by Copeland, but finishing it off was Bryson Burchett. Got to credit both of them with something on that. And let's call it a sack because that was the quarterback. Designed run, however, anytime that quarterback's dropped behind the line, we hear the Horizon Sports Network count it as a sack.
No doubt about it, Daniel, and it's good to see the junior Copeland. You know, he started early on. I thought he was maybe a little timid. I hate to say that early on with his knee injury, coming off injury. Now he's definitely forgot about it.
Davis in the gun, 3 wide to the right, 1 to the left, 3rd and 17 after the sack. Ball's away. It is intercepted.
Burchett.
By Jimmy. Was it Jimmy Burchett, the freshman, coming up with the interception, I think, his 2nd on the season. Clay County going to take over with great field position here after that interception by Jimmy Burchett. 8:15 on this opening quarter clock, and it is ticking still.
You know, both Burchetts had a hand on that one right there, Daniel. The linebacker, Bryson, dropped, got a hand on it. Jimmy scooping it before it hits the ground.
First and 10, Clay County. They have the ball 52 yards away from the end zone at their own 48-yard line. Ashlock in the gun, running back to either hip. It's a handoff to Kerr. He's across midfield. 45. Brought down. Did not pick up the first, but got close. Alec Kerr, fastest Bulldog on the field. And we see another speedy Bulldog come out, and it's Carson Sharp. Kerr's going to go to the sideline. If we have, it was a first down. Ball's advanced up. to the Tiger 41. That's a pickup of 11 for Kerr on that one. Burks in arms, split wide to the left, Burchett to the right. Ashok with the snap, keeps it. He's around right side, 40, lowers the shoulder, brought down after a pickup of around 3. We'll have to check the spot.
You can just see the excitement that Kerr brings when he touches it, Daniel. He's got those feet moving, and he shifts the hips, and he just finds a little crease, and he exploits it.
Pick up a 4-4 Ashok. Yeah, I kind of hold my breath every time he touches it, because he could go from anywhere to the house.
Yep.
Ball now rest at the Bulldog 37-yard line. Ashok gets the snap, hand off to Sharp. He's running left side up the gut now, has yards, picks up the first down and more as he advances all the way down to the Tiger 25, where it's going to be a fresh set of downs, first and 10.
Nice run there by Sharp, wasn't it, Coach? He took the snap, put that foot in the ground, and used his speed to get vertical.
He did. He shot up through there really quickly, Thomas.
Ball at the 25, same formation looks like, Daniel.
It is. Ashok in the gun, two wide to the right, one to the left. Ashok keeps it around left side. He passes the 25, picks up 2 to 3 yards, and he's brought down. Ashok, such a huge frame, a huge body. It takes a lot out of a defense to tackle him play after play.
It does, and we were talking about it in warm-ups. You know, he looks like Roethlisberger or somebody out there. He's got the size. He's a prototypical-looking quarterback.
I talked to him today about lowering that shoulder when he went up the middle, and I said, you seem to enjoy that a little bit more than you have the last couple of years. He said, Coach, I really like doing it.
Pick up a 3, the ball at the Tiger 22. Two wide to the right, one to the left, Ashok in the gun. Hand off to Kerr, he tries to go up the gut, nothing doing. Nothing doing that time, picks up 1. Sets up 3rd, and a long 6. 5:30 and ticking, scoreless here, homecoming 2019, 69th meeting between Clay County and the Gordonsville Tigers. Tigers have the edge in the series. I think they've won 42 of them, Clay County 25, and they've tied once. Gordonsville currently on a 9-game win streak in the series. Last Bulldog victory coming back in 2008. 4-down territory here. Ball at the Tiger 21. Ashok in the gun. 2 wide to the left, 1 to the right. Kurt is right hip. Ogletree is left. He drops the pass. Ball's away. Going to be caught by Bryson Burchett all the way down at the Tiger 1. Big pickup.
It was, Daniel. I just happened to have my eye on Burchett on that play right there. He did a really great job. Came off the line, pressed his man. Just kind of got the inside position, run a little skinny post, and Ashlock put it where nobody could get it but him.
First and goal from the Tiger 1. 3 feet away from point, Clay County. Jimmy and Bryson Burchett split wide to the right. Burks to the left. Ashok in the gun. Quarterback keeper. He gets in there. Touchdown, Jake Ashok. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs at the 4:38 mark of this first quarter. The senior quarterback takes it in and puts the black and gold up 6-9.
Nice drive for Clay County right there. And did it in a multiple ways, Daniel. You saw the speed of Sharp. You saw Kerr and his quickness. Saw Ashlock with the finishing off with a touchdown and getting it to Burchett down there to set it up. So just a well-put-together drive for Clay County.
Keaton Arms, now the quarterback. Ashlock split wide to the left. Arms in the gun, direct snap to him, runs around left side. He gets in there, walks in untouched for the two-point conversion, a pickup of 3 yards for him, and that all-important two-point conversion. 4:38 mark of the first quarter. Clay County in front here at homecoming, 8-9.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
We're back here at John Teeples Field, Clay County in front, 8-9, 4:38 on the first quarter clock, and Alec Kerr kicks it away. Fielded by the Tigers at their own 18. Here comes the return man. He's up to the 30. Now the 35. Gets to the 40 where he's brought down by Copeland, accompanied by Bryson Burchett. Copeland and Burchett got together twice now already on a double team on tackles. Gordons will take over. They did not start the clock for some odd reason on that kick. Still 4:38 showing here. And the Tigers take over at their own 41, 59 yards away from the end zone. Pretty good field position.
Got to go back to that last drive, guys. I think, you know, Coach Johnson kind of pulled out his melting pot right there and put all those players together, and they combined for perfection on that one.
I agree 100%. Look sharp, did they not?
They did.
Tell you why they didn't start the clock there. They're having trouble on the field with it. The referee's going to come up here and run it from the booth. He's on his way right now.
Well, folks, I tell you, this is a system that's been in place now for, oh, let's see, 2008 to now, about 11 years. Head coach at the time, Dickie Brown, put it in. It's worked pretty good, but it's got a little age on it. Most folks use wireless clocks these days. We're going to go ahead and try to squeeze in one ad as that official makes his way up. Clay County in front, 8-9.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tigers with it, first and 10, handing off to running back. He goes up the gut. That's pretty good yardage. Picks up five, setting up second and five. Bulldog tackler will save a White Burks. Who'd you say?
Burks.
Burks? You can, if I was wrong on that, you can correct it on the stat line. Second and five, ball at the Tiger 46. Clay County in front, 8-9, as we said. Up front, we've got Goad, Jones, and Wesley Walker right now. A three-man front as we run most of the time, a 3-3 stack. Mike Dickerson, the defensive coordinator. We've only given up 8 points this season.
Now, that was White Birch right there, filling that hole, Daniel.
Joined by a host of his Bulldog teammates. Short yardage pickup for the Tigers. We'll say a pickup of two, advancing them up to their own 48, where they've got it for third and a long three.
Talking about Coach D, you're just right there, Daniel. He brought the freshman, Joseph Markham, off the edge. And then here come Burks and filled that hole. You know, I like his scheme. I like the way he disguises things and rolls into them. And I like the fact that he don't care to bring the pressure.
He's a great coach. We're lucky to have him. Here we go. Third and three. Big play here. Davis in the gun. Two wide to the right. Two running backs in the backfield with him. Now we see a tight end shift to the right. They're overloaded that way. Could be a sweep coming. Davis gets the snap, rolls to the right, trying to quarterback sweep. He's brought down hard by none other than Dalton Gold with his first sack of the contest. He hit three against the Tigers last year in Gordonsville, and already in first quarter action has one big one tonight.
You know, they've got some size over there on that Tiger offensive line, Daniel, but they don't have the speed, and they're not near as mean as Dalton Gold. You give him an inch, he's going to put you in the ground.
It was third and three. After the sack, it's fourth and eight. 2:40 and ticking here on this opening quarter clock. Clay County in front, 8-9. Kick is away off the foot of the Tiger punter. Kerr declines to pick it up. Rolls all the way down to around the Bulldog 12, where Clay County's going to have it a long way from going up two possessions. 2:28 on this first quarter clock as they take over for what's going to be their third possession of this contest. The first time they had it, they went three and out. Second time they had it, they scored on a seven-play drive. They covered 52 yards. Ashlock capped it off with a one-yard quarterback sneak. Keaton Arms added the two-point conversion. That gave us our score of 8-9. So Clay County going to try to replicate that as they take over here. First and 10, the ball does rest at the Bulldog 13. 87 yards away from the end zone. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Ashlock with it, hands off to Sharp. He's around right side. Doesn't pick up much, though. potentially could have lost on the play. As we said, that play originated at the Bulldog 13. And as I watch the down marker across the way, he does indeed move backwards, setting up second 11, loss of one for Carson.
You know, we're trying to get the edge there, Daniel, on that jet sweep action. And the Tigers are doing a good job kind of stringing it out where Sharp can't cut it up.
Clay County quickly to the line. Burks and Arms split to the left. Bryson Burchett to the right. Ashok in the gun, looks to pass, balls away. Targeting White Burks, incomplete. Now third and 11. After that incompletion, we went for just a little quick curl pass. Tried to pick up 3-4, maybe more if Burks could have shook the one-man man coverage that he had. We just couldn't connect on it.
We could have a little underthrown there by Ashlock. We haven't seen that much out of him, you know, making mistakes like that. But that's a couple tonight. Had Kerr down the sideline for a sure touchdown. Missed him there. A little underthrown on that ball. Let's see if he can settle in right here.
Third and 11. Ashlock to pass. Rolls to his right. Has time. Balls away. Keaton Arms can't hang on. And it's going to be three and out for the Bulldogs. As they've got it now, fourth and 11, minute 44 on this opening quarter clock. They do have an 8-0 lead. One thing we have failed to mention here is that Clay County's driving from left to right during this opening quarter. Tigers have been traveling from right to left.
You know, Daniel, it's eerily similar to the first drive. We saw Sharp get the ball and get the holding call and go backwards and throw it three straight times. You just saw the same thing. Lost yardage, threw it two more times and having to punt.
Ashok does get the punt away, takes the Bulldog bounce as it goes across midfield, all the way down to the Tiger 42, where Carson Sharp's the first on sight to down it there. Gordons were going to get a chance at their fourth possession of this opening quarter. Neither team has been able to settle into a good sustained drive outside of Clay County's one touchdown that has given them this 8-0 lead.
You know, talked about just staying in the game, and that's what Clay County's doing here early. Got on the scoreboard first, and their defense is keeping it to that score. You know, Clay County's only allowed 8 points all year long, Daniel, and they continue to play great here tonight.
Different quarterback now. It's Pemberton in the gun. Two backs with him. Wide out to either side. Quarterback keeper, it's not Pemberton. It's number 26, not 16. He does pick up a yard or two before he's brought down by just a mass of black and gold jerseys. Thomas is going to watch that pile, see if he can pick out a tackler. Grant Underwood was the ball carrier. Who you got, Thomas?
I think you got to give that one to Wade Coons. We haven't called his name tonight, and he's been stopping it up in there so far.
Minute 10 and ticking on this opening quarter clock. Gordon's with it. Pick up what we'll call three on the carry. Setting up second and long 7. The ball does rest at the Tiger 45.
I'm seeing a little bit more of this four-man front where they move Copeland up, Daniel. Actually got Burchett up on the line right here in his linebacker stance, too. Loading the box on Gordonsville is Coach D.
Deep ball thrown by the Tigers. Could it be Jimmy Burchett with an interception? No, it is caught by the Tigers, I believe.
They both got it.
Simultaneous possession will go in favor of the offense.
Good play by the freshman right there. They both just high-pointed that ball, Daniel, and couldn't wrestle it away from him. Again, perfect coverage, perfect play. Just couldn't snatch it out of his arms.
Grant Underwood with a huge completed pass. Not sure who the receiver was. They have got it all the way down to the Bulldog 20, where they're threatening here on the edge of the red zone. Under 30 seconds to go in the opening quarter of action here at homecoming. Clay County in front, 8-9. Underwood in the gun, has two fullbacks in front of him, two lineouts through the side of the formation. Here's the snap, quarterback keeper up the gut, gets back to the line of scrimmage, goes around right side, picks up 5 to 6 yards before he's tackled. Was it Jimmy Burchett? I think Jimmy Burchett gets credit for the tackle on that one. And time is going to expire here at John Teeples Field, signifying the end of this opening quarter. It's been a good one so far. We expected nothing less. 69th meeting between Salina, or actually Clay County, and Gordonsville. Blackie Gold in front, 8-9.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless.
And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit ampbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
We return here to live Bulldog football on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County in front, 8-0. I kind of jumped the gun a little, I think. Coming back from break, we'll have to talk for a minute or two. Thomas, talk one more time about this capacity crowd. They're ringed halfway around the track here at Joni Elite Stadium. The bleachers are full for the first time in recent memory. Things are looking up.
They are, and it's kind of like what I talked about in the keys. This team has got Bulldog Nation out in force tonight. It is homecoming, which brings out a few that don't come to the game, but that's what it's all about. Winning does wonders.
You got that right. Second and five. Quarterback around the right side. It is a keeper. He's at the 10. Gets up to the 5. Brought down before he gets into the end zone. However, Gordonsville with it. First and goal from the Clay County 2. This is a good Gordonsville football team. They do have a 1-3 record, but they have lost to the likes of Trousdale County, Smith County, and Watertown, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct, Coach? Trousdale, Smith, and Watertown?
That is correct. That is correct. And they seem to have found a little something that's working against Clay County on this drive right here.
They've got it close. I think it sets at the Bulldog 3. Wesley Huff comes in. John Copeland comes out. A heavier defensive line for the goal line stand. Quarterback in the gun. It's Underwood. Two fullbacks in front of him. Wide out to either side. Quarterback keeper up the gut. Nothing doing. The black and gold defense holds. The ball's loose on the ground. Excitement starting to come from the sideline. Coach Johnson signaling Clay County's got it. No official has done that yet, though.
He's not going to put that arm down, Daniel. He wants the ball on that one. I guess they're saying the runner was down before it got jarred loose. Still didn't see the tackler on that one. Was that Huss that came through from this far side?
Credit him. I think he's lined up right where Underwood ran it. Same set for Gordonsville. Wide out either side. Two fullbacks in there in front of Underwood. It's kind of like a wishbone set. Shotgun snap received. Underwood around right side. Nothing doing for him that time either. We're going to give credit to Wade Coons. I think somebody else tripped him, but Coons was the one that belly flopped on top of him, brought down all the weight and the punishment. The goal line defense of Clay County has been great this year. They tighten up, grit their teeth at this point, and they may give it up on third down. I hope we don't jinx them. But
they may do it, Daniel, but it's like they look at it as a challenge. We saw it all game last week as, Cumberland County went up and down the field on us between the 20s, but once they got inside there, I think we turned them over on downs about four times in the red zone, I think.
Seventh play coming, different quarterback. It's Pemberton. He tries to move around left side. He's hit. A host of Bulldogs.
Beaten arms first contact.
Arms first contact in the backfield. Pemberton did struggle and fight to get back to the line of scrimmage. Not a sack or a tackle for loss.
You called it, Daniel. Brought in Huff to clog up the middle right there for this goal line stand. And we got it. Fourth and goal. You tell me where the ball is.
The ball sets at the Bulldog 2. Gordon's blown three plays. Has only picked up 1 yard. 9:25 and ticking here in the second quarter. Clay County in front, 8-0. Gordonsville desperately trying to tie it up. However, Clay County desperately trying to prevent them from doing it. Same set. Pemberton in the gun. Two fullbacks in front of him. Awaits the snap. Fourth and goal. Timeout taken by Gordonsville.
Went for a hard count there, I think.
Head coach Scott Clemens takes his first timeout of this half. 9:08 mark of the second quarter. Clay County in front, 8-0. We'll be right back for the fourth and goal play.
Save with the best choice is Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the main brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So, Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about
about groceries. It's about serving the people we know.
We're back here at John Peoples Field, 9:08 mark of this second quarter. Clay County in front, 8-0. Thomas, it's fourth and goal from the Bulldog 2. Gordonsville's had three chances at it, nothing doing on each of those. What are we going to see from the Tigers here?
Well, if it's me, I'm going to play action out of that. Same wishbone said, I'd seek somebody out, wouldn't you? Try to get that quarterback, maybe a jump pass like Tim Tebow or something like that, because Clay County's bowing up in that middle. They stopped them three in a row right here, Daniel, and you know they're on fire to get the fourth down stop right here. So I think Jimmy Burchett, Carson Sharp, safety over the top, those guys need to be ready right here and cover that single wide receiver or look for that tight end in this double tight end set to slip out.
Here we go. We're fixing to see what is going to transpire here on fourth and goal. Clay County's nasty, tough defense has broken huddle. They assemble themselves 6 feet away from their own goal line.
You see Burchett singled up on the outside down here. Same for Sharp on the top, Daniel. And it is the same wishbone type set, it looks like, with those big fullbacks.
Here we are. Fourth and goal from the two. Same set. Pemberton the quarterback. Two fullbacks in front of him. Waits the snap. Gets it. Tries it up the gut. Goes over the top. Does break the plane. Touchdown, Gordonsville. 8-6, the score. They did just the opposite of what we kind of thought. That was the deception to it.
Well, I didn't pay any attention on the first three downs. Did they have them widened like that? They may have widened them out and gotten those two DBs out and loosens up a little bit. Good call by head coach Scott Clements over there to get it in the end zone and have a chance to knock this one up, Daniel. We thought it was going Clay County's way, but they're actually going to kick the extra point.
Holder is in position. Kicker's there, too. Snap, set, kicks away. Oh, hits the crossbar. No good. Clay County's still in front by 2 points, 8-6. 9:04 mark here of the second quarter, and we're in the midst of a Region 4A, Dandy.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network, Gordonsville just capping off a 8-play drive with a 2-yard touchdown run. They missed their point after attempt. Clay County does lead 8-6. 9:04 mark of this second quarter. Can't say it enough. Thrilled to see such a huge capacity crowd on hand. Gordonsville's traveled well. They always do. And Clay County's come out in droves to watch this homecoming contest. Carson Sharp with it on the opening kickoff. Up to the 35, dances to the 40, finally driven out of bounds around the 41. Clay County will have pretty nice field position to take over. We'll check this official spot and update you in just a moment. I hear voice of the Bulldogs hear it. Joining Leach Stadium saying there's a flag on the field. Michael Miller over a couple booths to our right. I'm not sure what this could be.
Coach, you catch
walk in the back. They denied the block in the back. They took the holding penalty. So we had two infractions, a hold and a block in the back. The hold actually happened deeper in Bulldog territory, so Gordonsville accepts that one. So that nice field position I alluded to at around the Bulldog 41 is not to be so.
You know, right here, Daniel, I think we've thrown it already tonight six times, which and we've got nearly a quarter to go here in the first half. You know, this team only throws it about 15 to 17 times in an entire game. So I think we've got to put the ball on the ground right here. We haven't seen Will Ogletree tonight. I wouldn't care to see that heavy set, see Ogletree start pounding it up the gut to loosen them up to where we can get Sharp and Kerr on the edge for the big play.
Clay County takes over at their own 27 to start this drive, 73 yards away from the end zone. Ashlock in the gun, hands it off to Sharp. He's around the left side of his offensive line and brought down. Not a huge game, but a good first down play. Thomas, where did I say it originated?
27, Daniel.
The Bulldog 27. All right. The ball now rests at the Bulldog 31. After what we'll call a pickup of four, setting up second and a short six. White Burks and Keaton Arms split out to the right. Bryson Burchett to the left. Ashlock in the gun. Will Ogletree at his right hip. Carson Sharp at his left. Ashlock awaits the snap and center says eight. Hands off to Sharp again. He goes up the interior of the Tiger defense. Advances the ball up to the Bulldog 35. Setting up a very manageable third down.
You know,
looks like it's third and two.
Called for up the gut with Ogletree, but Sharp looks pretty good doing it too. You know, he can plant the foot and get north and south pretty quick. That's just as good as pounding it.
Sharp and Arms come off. Wesley Walker and Jimmy Burchett check in. Burchett and Burks to the left. Bryson Burchett to the right. Ashlock in the gun. Single back set. Quarterback keeper on third down picks up the first down yardage. I like that call.
Yeah, this is what we're talking about right here, Daniel. Ball control. If nothing else, if you can't stick it in the end zone, let's run this first half clock out and go in with the lead. But you see Coach Johnson kind of getting back to his roots right here. He likes to pound it ahead, and that's what he's doing right now.
First and 10, Clay County. Fourth play of the drive coming. They're traveling from right to left from our vantage point. The ball sets at the Bulldog 39-yard line. Ashlock in the gun. Ogletree at his right hip. Walker up in front of him is the fullback. Hand off to Ogletree. He's going to have a few yards on the pickup before he is brought down hard and a flag comes onto the field.
That was just two Brahma Bulls meeting at the point right there, Daniel. You know, Ogletree had those legs churning. I'm not sure who he met, but he met one of those 6 foot something, 250 pounds.
Number 52 is who he met.
Correction. 53, I believe. And, Justin Hancock, a 6 foot 3 inch, 294 pounder.
Okay, I underestimated him. Sorry.
Good enough. Good enough.
But we're going backwards, guys.
Gordon's for a good football team, a little bit injury depleted. It was a penalty on the play, so Ogletree's carry will not go down in the books. The ball now rests at the Bulldog 33, setting up first and round 17. Did you see what the signal was on the penalty? Probably a hold.
I believe it was a hold.
Bryson Burchett and Jimmy Burchett split out to the right. White Burks to the left. Ashlock in the gun. Sharp at his left hip. Hand off to Sharp. He goes around the right side, hitting the backfield. Cannot shake the defender. Gordons will start and liven up here after that touchdown they scored. They're looking like the Tigers of old, a team that has ruined many a season here in Bulldog Nation, trying to upset the favored Bulldogs in this one. Ball now rests after that carry at the Bulldog 32. No gain. Pickup of one or loss of one?
Pickup.
Pickup of one for Sharp, setting up second and a long 16. Fifth play of the drive coming for the Bulldogs. 6:05 and ticking on the clock. Clay County in front, 8-6. Quickly, they break huddle.
Should have been a loss, Daniel, my bad.
Loss of one. Okay, second 17. Timeout's going to be taken by head coach Jake Johnson. His first of this half, wants to get a good play together. Wasn't satisfied with his team on that one. Clay County in front, 8-6 here. Homecoming 2019.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years.
We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Second and 17, Ashok in the gun, three wide to the left. Ashok rolls to his left, passes to Burks. He can't hang on. Should have been caught. A mistake by White Burks. Going to be third and long for Clay County. It would have been a nice pickup, making a lot more manageable third down than the one we currently have, third and 17.
I think he tried to run before he caught that one. He had some space.
He's looking around.
Yeah, he was going to pick up 10 or 12 more yards, I think.
You know, with that drop and the passing game's been a little out of sync. Ashlock's only 2 for 7 for 23 yards so far in this first half.
Third and 17, three wide to the left. Ashlock in the gun. Sharp back right with him. Ashlock rolls, same play. Burks catches it this time. Battles his way up to the Bulldog 43, where it's going to be fourth and still around 8 yards or so to go. We'll have to check it after the spot. I'm watching the down marker across the way. The ball, as I said, does set at the Bulldog 44. Going to be fourth and 5. Pretty manageable. Have to see what Coach Johnson wants to do. His offense stays on the field? No, it does not. Ashok's dropped deep to punt. Here's the snap. Ashok gets the kick away. Hits around the 35 at the Tiger end. Takes a nice Bulldog roll. Going to be down by Carson Sharp at the Tiger 18-yard line. Well, they'll take over 82 yards away from points that could put them ahead in this contest. 8-6. Clay County is in front. 5:05 mark here. Thomas, I'd hate to see this Tiger team at full force. They do have some injuries.
They do. I mean, it's a good-looking football team, and it all starts up front. We talked about the guy that made the stop on Ogletree earlier. I mean, look at him, Daniel. 54, 53, every one of them is over 6 foot tall, at least, above 250 pounds, and some of them is bigger than that, just like you called off a 6'3", 290. That's a big kid at the high school level.
Tigers with it. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Quarterback keeper up the gut. It's Davis. They've ran three different quarterbacks tonight. It was a good gain. Tackle made by Burks along with Goat. Advancing up now to the Tiger, 27. So that's a pick up a 9. We're going to call it second, a long one.
It's a huge drive for the Clay County defense right here. Need a stop really bad. And if we can get it here, on this first two or three downs, Daniel, we might have a shot of our own on offense.
Davis in the gun, hands off in the backfield, tailback around left side of the offensive line. He gets the first down. Penalty flags do come onto the field, though. Likely going to go against Gordonsville's offensive line, and this is going to back them up to second and pretty long.
Coach, I don't know where we're at. We've got at least four or five holding calls already in this ball game. You know, you saw last night on Twitter, Tom Brady started talking about the NFL games and how they were calling all these holding calls. And it's starting to look like that here in the first half of this one, Daniel. In that Titans-Jags game, everybody upset with the holding penalties.
Well, there's been four calls. They've all four been holding penalties. Three on Clay and then that one right there on Gordon. So it's been a relatively clean game outside of those.
You know, it got better in the second half of that Titans game, Daniel. Maybe you ought to send out a tweet.
Well, that could be. That could be. Second and 8 here. Tigers have it after the holding penalty. Ball sets at the Gordonsville 20. Here's the snap. Quarterback keeper around right side. The tackle is made in the backfield by Jimmy Burchett. Nice job by the Clay County defense. I got caught up watching for one of the few times. I quit talking there. They were doing such a beautiful job of playing laterally, parallel to the line of scrimmage, flattened it out, just a run of nothing. He ran about 20 yards, Thomas, sideways because of the great defense of Clay County.
They did, and Wade Coons getting horizontal first, and then it was Joseph Markham coming out, holding his ground. We shifted it over to Burchett, and Burchett took care of it. Went in low and swept him to the ground, Daniel.
Third and 8. Actually, 3rd and 9, we'll say. The ball at the Tiger 20. Big play for Clay County. 3:23 and ticking here on this second quarter clock. Davis in the gun. Head coach Clemens knows how big a play it is. It's actually a delay. We've got a flag on the field by the back judge. And it is, I guess it is going to be a timeout. Clemens got to it before the official called the delay. 3:13 left in the first half. Clay County in front, 8-6.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
3:13 left here in this opening half of play between Gordonsville and Clay County. 69th meeting of the squads. Clay County in front, 8-6. 3rd and 9 for the Tigers. Davis in the gun. 2 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Pass play, ball's away, caught. Tackle is going to be made by Carson Sharp, but a first down for the Tigers. We needed that stop, didn't get it. Fourth play of the drive coming for Gordonsville. They took over at the 5:05 mark of the second quarter. Already we're down to the 3:04 mark. They've chewed up 2 minutes and just got a first down.
You know, Gordonsville is gaining confidence as this game goes on, Daniel. They stuck in the end zone earlier. Now they stopped us on the last 2 drives, I think. And you can see it. These young players are growing up real quick for the Tigers.
Ball at the Gordonsville 31. Tackle for a loss made by senior defensive tackle Wesley Walker.
Needed that third down stop just a second ago on 3rd and long, Daniel. A nice throw, good play by the Tigers to keep this drive rolling as we tick down at well under 3 minutes here. And just with this 2-point lead, we got to keep that going into half at the very least.
2:20 and ticking on the clock, 2nd and 11 after Walker's tackle for loss. Davis in the gun, gets the shotgun snap. He's going to keep it, goes up the gut, gets yardage before he's tackled by Alec Kerr and a host of Bulldogs.
You know, we're seeing it as this game goes on right here. Got a little, as you call it, frivolities going on in the pile, Daniel.
And in case you're not sure what we're talking about some old-fashioned kicking and shoving, pinching, some nasty stuff going on between these two squads right now. The crowd saw it, started to get excited. And the officials having a little conference over it. We'll have to see if any personal fouls are handed out.
I don't see any flags. I'm going to get one.
Personal foul against Clay County. Not sure which Bulldog it was, but we picked one up.
Well, I've seen a little frustration out of Dalton Goad already, guys. You know, he's got those big hogs in front of him. They're double and triple teaming him. I don't know that it came from him, but you saw Goad come out of that pile there along with Coons and Walker. You know, none of these dogs are going to back down from these Tigers.
Jimmy Burchett over talking at the sidelines. I guess he's just getting instruction. I don't think it was called on him. 1st and 10. Tigers threatening here. They've got it at the Bulldog 48. 1:50 and ticking left here in this second quarter. Passing down. Throws away. It's caught. Tackle's made over on the far sideline.
Carson Sharp.
By Carson Sharp. Going to be a pickup of around 6. 7th play of the drive coming.
Ticking down well under 2 minutes again, Daniel. You know, Clay County really needs to bow up here. That penalty was a killer, as you said, giving the Tigers a chance to put one on the board before the half.
2nd and 4, ball at the Bulldog 43. Davis in the gun. He rolls to his right, looks to pass, has time, under pressure now, releases, nearly intercepted by Alec Kerr. Very athletic pass deflection made by the freshman. That'll stop the clock at the 1 minute and 9 second mark. Remember, Clay County does lead 8-6.
You know, we saw Kerr having to move positions. He went from corner to that single high free safety up there, Daniel, when we had the injury to Jacob Burnett. It was very unfortunate for the junior. But Kerr is really making the most of the position change. He's got the instinct to undercut any ball that's in the air for any amount of time, and he's got the speed to close the gap.
Third and four for the Tigers. Four down territory for them. They're in the huddle, taking their time, finally break and approach the line of scrimmage. Their drive from left to right. They're heading towards Russell Richardson Doghouse. Two wide to the right, two to the left for the Tigers. Davis to pass, ball's away, caught for the first down. Tackle made by Sharp again. I make the assumption it's him anyway. It's on the far sideline. He's playing that corner. Almost has to be.
It was, and you know, we're going to give him with a minute to play here in the first half. You're going to give him that one, Daniel, a four-yard little hitch on the sideline. And Sharp and Burchett on the outside, they're doing the right thing, keeping everything underneath them at this point.
The receiver did get out of bounds, though, stopping the clock at the minute three mark. First and 10, the Tigers have it at the Bulldog 35. They still have one timeout in their pocket. Is that right, Coach?
That is correct. Gordonsville has one, and Clay County two timeouts remaining.
Thank you, sir. Just another one of the fabulous things you do for us here, keeping up with those timeouts. Tigers have it. Davis in the gun. Two wide to the side. Whistle blows. Gordonsville burning that last timeout. Not very good management for them. The clock was stopped, and a very costly mistake for the Tigers. Clay County in front, 8-6. Gordonsville is threatening from the 35.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
We're back here. Got a great ball game going between two of Region 4A's top teams trying to settle supremacy early in the 2019 season. It's 8-6. Clay County's in front by 2 points. The Tigers have it, first and 10 at the Bulldog 35. There's a minute and 3 seconds left in this second quarter. And as we mentioned earlier, the Tigers are driving from left to right from our vantage point here at the Twin Lakes Broadcast Booth. Going to have two wideouts to either side. Davis, the quarterback in the gun, has a running back at his right hip. Here's the snap. It is going to be a pass, double move, ball thrown deep, and it is going to be deflected. Alec Kerr knocks another one away.
You know, Sharp got a step behind on that one, Daniel, but it didn't take long for him to catch up. And, again, the instinct of Alec Kerr, you know, he's watching all vertical. So he's sitting right in the middle of two go routes down the seams, and he has to make a choice. Well, he's got the speed. He can wait. He can wait and see where the ball is going, make up the ground, came over there and didn't just get one hand on it, had two on it again, almost came down with it.
Second 10 after the incomplete pass. 57.7 seconds left here in the second quarter. Same set for Gordonsville. Two wideouts to either side. They have changed quarterbacks again. We have a different one back here. It's not Davis. Going to be number 26. He looks to throw. Nice pass. Ball's away. It is going to be incomplete. Another great pass coverage, this time Carson Sharp.
You know, Sharp again. Now, he didn't lose ground on that one, Daniel. Step for step with that outside receiver. Kerr having to honor the seam route that time. Couldn't get over to knock it down, but Sharp didn't need the help. Great play by the sophomore.
Folks, I apologize for not always knowing which Gordonsville Tigers lined up at quarterback. They have used three. They've used Trayson Davis, the fourth, Grant Underwood, and also White Pemberton. So it's kind of a guessing game as to which one it's going to be each time. I think this time it's Davis. Has the running back at his left hip. It's a two-back set. Only two wideouts to the left. One is to the right. They bring Pemberton in motion. Hand to him on the jet sweep. He's going to go around left side. Under pressure. Tackle for loss made by senior Wesley Walker. Along with a host of Bulldogs. And the clock runs and the Tigers can't stop it. 38 seconds and ticking. It's going to be fourth and a bunch for the Tigers.
Let me tell you something. Walker got the payoff on that play, but that play was made by Wade Coons. He double-chucked his guy, stood him up, took him to the ball carrier, was getting ready to shed him one way or the other and make the stop, and Walker just came through with his penetration and drove the ball carrier to the ground to hopefully end this drive. And why is the clock stopped, guys?
A timeout has been taken by Clay County. There's 27.2 seconds remaining. They do lead here in the second quarter, 8-6.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was born. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Fourth and 14. Pemberton to throw. Ball's released. Gonna be incomplete. Clay County gonna take over. Have 22 seconds remaining here in this second quarter. We just saw a good defensive stand by the Bulldogs. It was a 12-play drive by the Tigers. Started at their own 18, advanced all the way down to the Bulldog 40, where Clay County's gonna take over. 60 yards away. I said last week Jake Ashaw could probably throw it 60. In the air, maybe Coach Johnson's going to let him do that. Maybe we take a knee. Only time will tell.
They were breaking huddle. Got Ogletree in the backfield, Ashlock. I don't see any victory formation here, Daniel.
Ashlock in the gun. Three wide to the right. Burks by himself to the left. We're targeting Wyatt Burks. Ball's away. It's a beauty. Oh, intercepted. It was a nice pass. However, it was an even prettier interception by the Gordonsville Tigers, number 11. Peyton Clymer, a freshman out there. They've got some talented youngsters of their own.
You know, it kind of backfires on you. I agreed to take a shot, but Ashlock's got to put some air under that one. And when it's a Hail Mary type situation, you got to get the ball down the field.
Where just your man can get it.
That's right. Let the receiver run under it. The ball is underthrown, Daniel. And now Gordonsville with, what do? Are they going to come out in victory, try to take a knee? I don't think so. They're probably going to take a shot, too, here.
Well, we'll see Underwood at quarterback if they throw deep. He is their deep ball passer. We've already seen that. Quarterback's under center. It's Davis. First time of the night. Yeah, they're going to take a knee. They're content to go into the half down, 8-6. Here's they made the 60-mile commute from Gordonsville up to Salina tonight for the 69th meeting of the two programs. It's going to be halftime here at homecoming at John Teeples Field. Clay County in front, 8-6. Gordonsville did receive the opening kick of the contest, so the black and gold will have it to start the third. Stay with us, please, for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first two quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was born. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun.
For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of pro hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, and we've got a close ball game here, folks. Clay County leads Gordonsville 8-6, and it's been a defensive struggle from the start. Clay County went 3-and-out on their first possession, and then Jimmy Burchett turned back the Tigers with an interception on the next. But that's when Clay County looked like they had it all together and put together a 7-play, 52-yard drive. Alec Kerr started it off with an 11-yard gain. Sharp had a 12-yard gain. Then Jake Ashlock found Bryson Burchett for a 20-yard gain. And then Ashlock punched it in from 1 yard out, and the freshman Keaton Arms had the 2-point conversion, and it was 8-0 at the 4:38 mark. And then Goad turned back the Tigers on the next possession had a big sack to force a punt. But again, Clay County stalled, went 3-and-out, and on the Tigers' next possession, it was all about the big play. They hit a 40-yard pass play and capped off an 8-play drive on 4th and goal with a dive over the top, and then missed the PAT for your halftime score of 8-6. And Clay County only has a total of 77 yards overall, and 52 of them came on that drive. I've got a special guest with me here tonight, Terry Everett from South Pittsburgh. And, Terry, what do you think about Clay County? I know you see a lot of good football down there around South Pittsburgh. Tell us about the Bulldogs.
I'm impressed with them, Thomas, especially their defense.
Well, that's been the backbone of this team all year long. We've only allowed 8 points so far. I'm sorry, I got to change that now. They scored 6 on us, so I guess we're up to 14 on the season.
That's pretty good, and I notice you got a young team, too. And I tell you, I'm really impressed with this atmosphere, this crowd for a
Well, this is probably a record crowd for us here tonight. I know you get quite a few down there between the hedges in South Pittsburgh, and you guys have a pretty good team this year, too, looking for maybe a shot at another title.
Well, it's a long season left, but they're playing pretty good ball right now.
I'll have to agree, and you know, well, we don't really ever look forward to playing you, but we hope if we can host a game here at John Teeples Field and win that first playoff game, we're liable to end up down there with you and enjoy the atmosphere that South Pittsburgh brings.
I'll be looking forward to that, Thomas, and I promise you we'll treat you nice when you come down.
Well, that's our goal, is to be there. We hope to see you soon. Well, again, folks, Clay County leads Gordonsville 8-6 here at halftime.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Solana on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history.
Events will be held all year long with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here on the Papa Girl Body Shop Halftime Show, time for our first Budget Pest Control scoreboard update.
Well, Daniel, before we do that, 85 total yards of offense for Gordon's on the first half is what I've got them for. But scoreboard update, halftime scores, Joe Burns, 38, Red Bull and Springs, 0. Macon County, 41, Cumberland County, 12. Trousdale County, 34, Westmoreland, 0. Jackson County, East Robertson, 0-0 at halftime. And Everett's team, South Pitt, 42, Huntland Hornets, 0 at halftime.
Wow. I tell you, Huntland's not a bad team. We saw them put it on Joe Burns early on in the season.
Scoreboard
pretty impressive.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
We're here at the end of halftime. This huge crowd has stayed on hand so often over the years. Once halftime hit, these homecoming crowds would head on out, go get them a bite to eat, enjoy some post-game parties perhaps, something like that. They stayed on hand here tonight, though. It's 8-6. Clay County's in front. This is for the top dog in Region 4A. Clay County has only beaten Gordonsville twice in the 21st century, 2008 and 2003. They met them in Week 10, 2003. Gordonsville's 9-0. Clay County goes down there and beats them. My brother-in-law, Kobe Garrison, on that squad, and also Clay County Sports Hall of Famer Chase Stevens. They had about 12 seniors, I think. Just a huge win down there. But kind of sad that since 1996, you know, only twice we beat them since then, and that was 08 and 03. I think we're going to get another tonight, though, Thomas.
I do too, Daniel. And again, it's kind of like I talked to early on. I felt like it was going to be a close ball game. And no matter what, no matter the injuries, no matter what it was. And, Coach, I think that may go back to some of what you talked about, you know, the mental block here. This is Gordonsville. We haven't beat them much, and some of that may be playing in.
It could be. You know, as the game wears on and, you know, these guys realize that we're just as good at every position as Gordonsville, I think their confidence is going to grow. And hopefully in the fourth quarter, like we have in so many games recently,
well,
in the second half,
that's what I was fixing to say.
We can pull away.
We're a second-half team. We've come out and scored 3 and 4 in a row against a lot of teams, and let's hope that's what we're fixing to see.
Fixing to get into the coaches' quarter here, the third quarter, see who made the best adjustments at halftime. Gordon's was going to kick it off from left to right. Alec Kerr, deep receive for Clay County. He's very dangerous back there. As always, I hope he gets a clean shot at it. He is the most explosive speedster that I have personally laid eyes on in my life in a black and gold jersey, just to be honest.
And we got a 1-2 punch at that. You know, if Carson Sharp ever gets a foot in the ground and gets north and south, he could do it too.
Here's the kick. It hit a Clay County front lineman. Keaton Arms going to safely cover it up. It ended up being a little squib kick after it was deflected. Clay County's going to take over 60 yards away. Good field position at the Bulldog 40.
Let's see if we can build a little identity here, Daniel. We saw kind of going up the gut on that one, on the last drive we had. Had some success, 4 yards at a time. I'm still calling for him. Will Ogletree, heavy set. Let's see it right here.
Here's
Keaton
Arms.
Ashlock split to the left. Arms, the standalone quarterback, gets it direct snap around left side. Back to the line of scrimmage.
five now, across midfield, has 10, 15, he could go, folks, I don't know if he will, he's down to the 30 where he's driven out of bounds, the freshman with a huge play, a big first down pickup on the first play of the third quarter, takes it all the way down to the Tiger 30-yard line.
You know, I call for Ogletree. Arms runs like Ogletree. He's just rambling and rolling down that sideline, and he's got some moves too, guys. It's the first time we see it. I told you we needed to name it. It's the Wild Arms. It's the something. It's a Wildcat set with Keaton Arms at the helm. And, guys, this is the future of the Bulldogs right here. He can also throw it. Let's see what happens.
The same set Gordon was running earlier. We've got two fullbacks up in front of Keaton Arms, a wide out either side. Here he is across the 25, churning his feet, picks up 9 on the carry, advancing down to the Tiger 21. He picked up 30 on his first carry, picks up 9 on that one. We've run two plays. We've got two first downs. Clay County in front, 8-6, trying to extend that lead. 11-24 and ticking.
Second and one here, I think, Daniel.
It is. Second and one. Ashlock in the huddle, going to call the play. However, I think we will still see Arms receiving the snap, and we do. Ashlock splits out wide to the right. Bryson Burchett wide to the left. Wesley Huff in at left tackle. This is a heavy set. Will Ogletree and Wesley Walker, the blocking fullbacks. Keaton Arms has it. Little counter play. Goes around right side. Ball's on the ground. Recovered by the Tigers. Ball is on the ground. The freshman was hit hard. Ball was knocked loose. I think he's a sure-handed back. However, good Tiger defense forces a turnover on what was looking to be a promising opening drive of this third quarter. We were establishing that identity that you called for, Thomas, and quickly it comes to a halt.
It did, Daniel, and you know, it's a freshman. That was the third snap he'd ever taken out of the shotgun, and he did get lit up by one of those big linebackers from Gordonsville. Laid it on the ground, and here they come. But they return the favor.
Another fumble. Tigers going to recover it. Davis fell on the snap. They started from the Gordonsville 24. They lose 5 on the play. Well, we'll call it 4. Ball rests at the Tiger 20, 80 yards away from the end zone, second 14. Okay.
If nothing else,
10-32 and ticking.
Nothing else, Arms has flipped the field position here for Clay County. Got Gordonsville pinned deep. Let's just see if we can hold them there.
Tigers with it, second and 14. Davis the quarterback, shotgun set, 2 wide to the left, 1 to the right. Davis keeps it around right side. He's going to be brought down hard by Joseph Argle. Joseph probably going to have a sack credited to him. I'm going to watch that down marker. It does move back just a little bit. We're going to call it a sack. I think he lost about half a yard. Third and 14 and a half here to go. We'll say 15. Third and 15. Ball does rest at the Tiger 21. Third and long. You know a pass is coming. Who will we see in the Tiger backfield?
Well, I called for Coons before the game. I'll tell you what, Dalton Goad, this is his down right here. Third and long. He's going to pin his ears back, guys. Let's see what he's got.
Davis the quarterback. 2 wide to the left, 1 to the right. It is a pass. Cannot get it off. Ends up running. Picks up 1-2. Tackle was made by Dalton Goad, along with White Burks. Tigers pick up 3 yards on it. Still going to be 4th and 12. Punting situation. We saw Davis jump up in the backfield like he's going to throw a jump pass. Came back down with the ball. If it was basketball, it would have been called traveling on him. This is football, and he can do that.
He can, and I tell you what, no harm, no foul for the freshman quarterback of Keaton Arms as we get going to get it in midfield as the punt is shanked, Daniel.
The Tiger punt was a pretty poor one. Clay County's going to take over exactly in the middle of John Tibbles Field, 50 yards away from points to extend their current lead, which is 8-6. 8:48 mark of the third quarter. Let's see what Coach Johnson dials up here. Will he go back to Arms or will he go back to Ashlock?
We'll see Arms starting out on the sideline here. I think he's still a little worried about that fumble. He's going to have to get over that and get back in there and get back on the horse. And we're going back to the spread, it looks like, Daniel.
First and 10, 2 wide to the left, 1 to the right. Ashlock in the gun. Walker, the fullback. Ogletree sits at the right hip of Ashlock.
There he is.
Carry, 45, 40, 35, down to the 30, 25, still on his feet, 20, up to the 15, still on his feet, dodging tackles, breaking tackles, turns his feet all the way down to the Tiger 11-yard line is Will Ogletree.
Just give the man the ball, Daniel. He refuses to go down and listen to this crowd here at Jody O'Hague Stadium.
And listen to Michael Miller as he announces with authority that big first down. The ball sits. I called it the 11. We're going to leave it at that. First and 10 at the Tiger 11 after what was a pickup of 39 by Will Ogletree on first down. And I believe timeout's been taken on the field. Each team that did the sideline huddling will go to break. Clay County in front, 8-6, 8:35 left in the third.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
You know, that run for Will Ogletree came on his first touch of the ball game, guys, a 39-yarder. I tell you, I don't know if I've seen a more physical run. He had to burst to get to the second level, and look, it took at least a half a dozen Tigers back there to finally bring him down.
It is second and eight after Ogletree's pickup of two. I think I may have been muted when I told you about that a moment ago. I'm not now, though. Ashcock, quick pass out to Ogletree, has it in the right flat, surges ahead. Bullies his way down to the Tiger 6. Pickup of what we'll call 3. Setting up 3rd and 5. 7:30 and ticking. Clay County now with it. They can get a first down if they advance down to about the Tiger 1.5. They've got 2 plays right now to do that, and it does rest at the Gordonsville 7.
And we'll see Arms coming back out right here, Daniel.
Arms as the quarterback. 2 fullbacks in front of him. Greg snapped to him. He goes around left side. Cuts north and south. Sit on his feet. Gets in there. Keaton Arms with his first touchdown as a Bulldog. And Clay County's in front now, 14-6 over the hated Gordonsville Tigers.
Yes, sir. What a score from the freshman. That's how you get back on the horse. Laid it on the ground on the last drive. Talk about redemption right there. First of many touchdowns to come for Keaton Arms. And let me tell you something. He took a play out of Ogletree's playbook on that one, muscled his way in, Daniel.
The freshman putting it in the end zone. Now the extra point attempt. Kerr to kick, Ashlock to hold, Burchett to snap. Snap, set, kicks away, no good. And we may have a penalty. No, Ashlock got run into, but he's just a holder. I don't guess they protect him. All right. 7:02 left in this third quarter of action. Clay County now in front, still by a single possession, 14-6.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
We're back here, Clay County in front, 14-6. Keaton Arms with the touchdown from about 7 yards out. Coach Edwards, you were just sharing something with us. Tell the listeners.
Well, after that fumble by Arms, the first guy to him, help him off the ground, was senior quarterback Jake Ashlock. And, you know, he was whispering in his ear. He was telling him, encouraging him, telling him not to worry about it, put that play behind him. And that's something you like to see out of your seniors, especially Jake, who's come a long way in the last couple of years as far as being able to put plays behind him and his level of maturity. So.
Well, I know you're glad to see that from him, Coach, because he's going to be a big part of your attack here in a month or so, a couple months, hopefully. And you're right, Ashlock's become that leader. You know, he doesn't look at Arms as a threat. He looks at him as a teammate to help his team win.
Alec Kerr kicks it off, a bit of a pooch kick, kicks it from right to left. It's received by Pemberton. He's at the 30, now the 35, where he's brought down by, we'll say, Copeland. First and 10 for the Tigers. It is an 8-point lead for the Bulldogs, 14-6. A single possession could tie it up. Ball at the Gordonsville, 39. Where they take over 61 yards away from those tying points.
We've also seen, you know, again, Clay County only allowed 8 points so far this season, and they all came in the first half of that Joe Burns game. And then they're shut down in the second half, guys. Let's see what they got right here.
Davis at quarterback, gets the shotgun snap, keeps it around left side. He's hitting the backfield, shakes the man, then he's brought down.
White Burks
there to make the stop. Hadn't called White's name a lot tonight on the offensive or defensive side. He has one catch on the night and a few tackles. A bit quiet for the senior, though. He's usually in on everything.
He is, Daniel. He's got 3 so far tonight, and that was Ogletree. He's the one that gets fired up. He's a momentum-type player. You know, we saw him with a big run. He made first contact on that, and then Burks came in and cleaned it up, and it looks like we've got an injury timeout.
Injury on the field. It's like freshman number 28, Austin Schaefer, I believe, for the Tigers. We'll go to break. Clay County is in front, 14-6, 6:41 mark of the third quarter.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
Back under action here. Fixing to be anyway. 6:41 mark, Clay County in front. 14-6 here in the third quarter. Gordonsville with it, 2nd and 9. And the clock begins to run after that injury timeout. We did see the injured player, Austin Schaefer, exit the field under his own power. Always a good thing to see. 2 wide to the left, 1 to the right for Gordon. Davis in the gun. 2 backs in there with him. He's going to roll to his left. Ball's away. Whistles low, though. Probably a false start. Going to be called against Gordonsville.
You know, I've been watching Gold on the interior all night long here, Daniel. The center, number 62. Well, both number 62. I think they're battling back and forth in there. He's sure getting Gold around the jersey. You know, Gold, about every play he stands up, he turns around and looks at the ref and kind of jerks his and say, hey, he's holding me. You know, hard to call that on the interior sometimes.
It is. 2nd and 14 after the penalty. 6:13 and ticking on the clock. Nothing less than what we expected between these two Region 4A powerhouses. Very nice to say that Clay County using the word powerhouse to describe them. That's what they are this year, folks. 2 wide to the left, 1 to the right for the Tigers. Davis in the gun. Quick pass to the right. Tackle immediately made. And an incomplete pass. Yeah, the fans come to their feet here at Jonah Leach Stadium. They thought the number 7... Will Dudney had possession of the ball before it was immediately knocked out by Jimmy Burchett. Copeland picked it up, headed towards the end zone. official, though, says no possession there. Didn't maintain it throughout, so.
Great play by Burchett right there. He looks a little addled on the sideline, guys, as his teammates rejoice with him, and he's kind of got some soft legs, it looks like.
We do have number 22 in.
I think he kind of may have given himself a stinger. It is.
Yeah, Andrew Burks on for Burchett. Andrew, a sophomore, brother of White. Tigers with it, 3rd and 14 after the incomplete pass. Quick pass out to the left, going to be deflected. Oh, nearly intercepted by Carson Sharp. 4th down now after we see the Tigers with 2 consecutive incomplete passes. Clock stopped at the 5:46 mark.
We've seen this over and over, guys, and you kind of got to say it. Minus the arm fumble, Clay County comes out on their first possession. You know, I look at that as one possession a little bit because they got over the hump on the fumble and they score on the first possession. You see the Bulldog defense take that momentum and run with it. A 3 and out here to give Clay County the ball back.
Tigers a punt, kicks away, crosses midfield. Kerr has it. He's got a chance here. 45 up to the 50, crosses it, hit by about 3 Tigers and brought down. Good field position for Clay County. Kerr on the ground, a little shaken up after that tackle. Bulldogs going to have it around the Tiger 48. So they take over for what's going to be their third, technically their third possession of this third quarter, 5:35 mark. They do have it at what we'll call the Gordonsville 47. Short field for head coach Jake Johnson and his offense. And here they come. They break huddle. Burks and... Well, we broke the huddle with 12. That's a penalty. Going to back us up 5. No timeout taken before that penalty can be called. Coach Johnson saving that 5-yard penalty. All right, 5:35 mark of the third quarter. Clay County in front 14-6. This is Bulldog Football Live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Back here in this 69th series meeting between the Gordonsville Tigers and the Clay County Bulldogs, Black and Gold in front, trying to get the first win over the visiting Tigers since 2008. 1st and 10, Clay County with it. Ashlock in the gun, handoff to Ogletree, gets hit, loses a yard. Somebody had a breakdown on the left side of that line. And the Tiger defensive lineman with a nice play. Actually, don't give him a negative one. They hadn't moved that down marker, just a 0. No gain. 2nd and 10. Clay County back at the line now. Ashlock in the gun. Burks and Jimmy Burchett split to the left. Bryson Burchett split to the right. Now we motion Ogletree out of the backfield. Ashlock quarterback keeper hit hard and sacked. First time that he has been sacked tonight. Not a very good possession going for Clay County right now. Under 5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Fortunately, the Black and Gold does lead 14-6. Ashlock losing 4, we'll call it. Advances back across the 50 into Clay County territory where it sits at the 49. 3rd and much. Passing situation. Coach Johnson changing personnel. Alec Kerr going to be on the field, going to run the play in. Clay County going to have to play quick here to get out of the huddle before they get a delay of game. We had a game clock, or a play clock, rather, at Crossville last week. We don't have them here. That's kind of nice. And another timeout's going to be taken by Clay County. That's 2 here in this third quarter. Hope we don't end up needing those later. We're going to stay on our way. Thomas has got something to share.
Well, Daniel, I always like to try to mention them if we get a break here. And that's these Clay County High School cheerleaders. They're getting ready and trying to get this huge crowd fired up right now as they spread out in front of them here at Joneil Edge Stadium. And the squad is made up of 3 seniors, Abigail Collins, Taylor Smith, and Leanne Smith. 2 juniors, Austin Weir and Maggie Weir. Sophomores, Anna Ray Collins, Haley Kirk, Tamara Smith, and Zoe Seaver. And freshmen, Allie Copeland, Haley Montgomery, Kenley Trowball and Katie Burnett, and we all know longtime coaches, Stephen and Lana Chitwood, and we can't thank those ladies enough, and they've got some people to cheer tonight with them.
They do. Huge crowd on hand. We don't have any official records on this, but I would say biggest crowd we've seen assembled in front of us before since 2004 when we started playing here at John Teeples Field. During our Ride of Bulldog History segment, we talked about the 1964 team, who is celebrating their 55th, I suppose it is, anniversary this year. If you missed that, once we go final tonight on this, that file will be there beneath the live player with the other four previously posted games. Go back and listen to it. Third and 14, Ashlock in the gun. Three receivers wide to the left, one to the right. You know pass is coming. Brings motion in the backfield. Jet sweep. It was not passed. It's curl and jet sweep, and he's absolutely clobbered by two Tigers.
He made it
quickly to his feet, though, letting Gordon will know, hey, I'm fine.
That's right. You know, Kerr dropped the shoulder, knew he had nowhere to go, and just took on two Tigers at once. Took the harm right there, but I like the way he jumped up. There's no quitting that guy.
No gain for Kerr. Ball still at the 47. Ashlock going to be kicking. Fourth and 14. He is the punter. Now, we saw him. Well, I won't mention it right now. The Gordonsville coaches next to us might be listening in. I'll mention it in a moment. Here's the snap. Ashlock punts it away. I was going to mention that over – oh, a muff kick. It goes out of bounds. Gordonsville maintains possession. I was going to mention that we had already had a fake punt over at Joe Burns this year, but I didn't want to alert anybody up here in the press box. I'm sure they've seen that film, though.
What a bounce for Gordonsville there.
Oh, yeah. Muff punt. The return man come up, fire catch signal, but he couldn't hang on. It came free, fortunately, for the Tigers. It rolled out of bounds. They take over at their own 32, where they're going to try to march down and tie this thing up. Clay County going three and out on that last possession. Big missed opportunity.
It was, Daniel, and it all started with a negative play to start, and then Ashlock got sacked, Kerr for no gain. So, basically, Clay County went backwards on that last possession.
Quarterback keeper around left side for the Tigers. Tackle for loss going to be made by somebody. Thomas, watch that huddle and see if you can find out who the tackler was. Carrier was Underwood, Grant Underwood.
I think you got to give that one to Wade Coons right there, Daniel. Came in and cleaned it up for the loss.
Just no gain. They didn't move the down marker. 2:45 and ticking here in the third quarter. Clay County in front, 14-6. We're absolutely thrilled that you're listening to this broadcast of this homecoming football game between Gordonsville and Clay County. Clay County trying to get to 5-0 for the first time since 1996. Tigers with it, 2nd and 10. Quarterback is Underwood. Wide out to either side, two fullbacks in front of Underwood. Going to be a pass, balls away, caught, tackle made by Sharp. Carson doing a nice job just immediately dropping those receivers. He's give up some short yardage on his side, but nothing big.
Well, and that's kind of what Mike Dickerson's defense is, Daniel. They give these receivers some room on the outside and kind of third the field. Let Kerr have the middle section, and then Burchett on this side and Sharp on the other side, keeping everything underneath.
Third and a short 6. I keep forgetting his name. Underwood. Underwood in the gun. Two fullbacks in front of him. Quarterback keeper right side. Hit hard. Not much there. Very little meat on the bone. They're going to give him forward progress, so uh-oh. I don't think it's a loss. We have a cramp on the field.
That's Dalton Gold. He's the one that suplexed, made that play and suplexed Underwood down for that third down stop. And I think he's jumping around, Daniel. I don't know if it's a cramp or maybe pulled something.
He's coming off the field pretty quick. We'll have to see. Reaching down, holding his calf muscle. Watch him there on the sideline, Coach. Maybe you can see what type of medical attention. We have a false start here against Gordonsville. They were going for it on 4th and 7. Going to try to do some fancy play, but it backfires, and they're going to get backed up. What was a manageable 4th and 7 that they thought about going for is going to be 4th and 12.
I think you usually call that trickery, Daniel. Looked like they were doing shifted about 6 guys out to the side out here, and we're going to do something to maybe go for it here in desperation, but they're going to kick it this time.
4th and 12. Ball says at the Tiger 31. Punter has it. kicks away. Spiraling downfield, caught by Kurt at the 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 30, 25, right out of bounds. Alec Kerr, the speed demon, taking it all the way back deep into Tiger territory.
You can just see the pure speed of Alec Kerr right there, Daniel. He caught that, where do you think, on this side of the 50?
About the 40.
We're talking about a 40-yard punt return there. And he did that last week, and he had one man to beat. And I think it was a punter loafing down the field that just happened to be there.
Clay County going to have it setting as the Gordons will 23-yard line. There's 41.7 seconds remaining in the third, and Clay County quickly breaks huddle and approaches the line for first and 10. It is at the Tiger 23. Two wide to the left, one to the right, Ashok in the gun. Ogletree at his left hip, Walker the fullback. Quick pass, ball's out, incomplete. Targeting Bryson Burchett, I believe, yeah. They didn't hook up. Ball was a little bit out of his reach. Burchett with a big catch earlier. We saw him with his first catch last week up at Crossville. Bryson, a very talented football player. We've started targeting him a little more heavily over these last 2 weeks, and he's got a huge frame out there. He's over 6 feet tall, got some pretty good weight to him. Definitely a weapon that we can utilize.
No doubt about it, Daniel. And, Burchett singled up out there. No safety deep right here. I'd take another shot.
Second and 10, two-back set. It's Walker and Ogletree. Hand off to Ogletree. Fights hard up the middle. And he squirts out of there. He's still on his feet. He's all the way down inside the 10. I didn't even see it. There was a big scrum right in the middle. And the one man that escaped from it was Will Ogletree carrying the football for a black and gold first down. We're going to have it right at the Tiger 9, first and goal. Talk about explosiveness. The explosiveness occurred. Will Ogletree's got some, too.
He does. A big 14-yard gainer on that one, Daniel. And it's more about the physicality of Will Ogletree and what I like to call that Ogletree lean, Daniel. And it gets him that extra yardage.
10 seconds and ticking in the third quarter. Hand off to Ogletree. He's at the line of scrimmage, still fighting. Picks up maybe one. We'll give you a little bit more than one. He advances up to the Tiger 6. Pick up a 3 for Will, where Clay County's going to have it. Second goal, 6 yards away, trying to go up by two possessions. Currently, at the end of the third quarter, they lead Gordonsville 14-6.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history. Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
We're back here at John Teeples Field, capacity crowd on hand, trying to cheer on their beloved Bulldogs. They lead the Gordonsville Tigers 14-6. We've got 12 minutes to settle it here in Salina. Second goal, the ball at the Tigers 6-yard line. Clay County quickly coming in. I see Big John Maynard out there along with Huff. We went heavy on the front line. Out backfield. Hand off to Ogletree. He's up the gut, working hard. Crosses the 5, still on his feet, still pushing, no whistles yet. I guess they did. Finally, the whistle blows. We'll have to check the spot. Good push by the Clay County offensive line, but the Gordonsville defensive front, that's actually larger than the black and gold offensive line, held tough. We're going to say no gain. Third and goal from the 6. Clay County tried to muscle it in, couldn't do it. Let's see what happens here. We've got two plays to do it.
You know what we saw down here from the 6-yard line on the last score, Daniel, but I don't see arms in the ball game.
Ashok, the quarterback,
Ogletree is right hip, Walker the fullback. Jimmy Burchett, Mike Burke split to the left, Bryson Burchett split to the right. Here's the snap. Ashok Roasters right, looks to pass, balls away. Gonna be caught! Bryson Burchett! The pass from Jake Ashok puts Clay County in front, 20-6 over the Gordonsville Tigers at the 11:04 mark of this fourth quarter. And the fans here, cheer them on. We've got the emergency service vehicles down here between us and Russell Richards and Doghouse putting on a show with the sirens and lights. Coach Edwards, everybody's happy this moment.
They are. Everybody but that Gordonsville defender. That ball went right through his hands, right into the chest of Bryson Burchett. He pulled it down for six.
A little underthrown there, Coach. The Tiger had a chance at it. Just like you said, the carom went into Burchett's sure hands and
called
in the touchdown.
Kerr hits the extra point. Didn't mean to cut across you, Thomas. 21-6. Clay County in front now by multiple possessions, finally, over the Gordonsville Tigers. 11 minutes and 4 seconds left to set of it.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kerr kicks it away from left to right. Received by the Tigers at their own 30, up to the 35. Now the return man's up to the 40, where he's brought down by Joseph Markham. Clay County in front by a margin of 15 points, 21-6. Two possession lead, getting late in this one. 10:57 left in this fourth quarter.
Got to go back to that drive right there. That was all about Alec Kerr and his 40-yard punt return, giving us the good field position on the 23-yard line. Will Ogletree pounding ahead to set up Ashlock. To Burchett for the 6-yard touchdown, Daniel. And then Kerr, the leg, with an extra point.
Pass play coming for the Tigers on 1st and 10. Intercepted by Wyatt Burks. He's in the 45. Now the 50. Crosses it. Up to the 45. 40. 35. 30. 25. 20. Pick 6 coming. 5. Touchdown, Wyatt Burks. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. But a flag is on the field.
No way, Daniel. I hate to see that laundry back there. What a play by the senior Wyatt Burks. If it stands, his second pick six in as many weeks, Daniel. But you got to check the flag. Coach, did you see it?
I didn't see. I was, like you guys, I was mesmerized with Burks trotting down the sideline there.
We ever get an injury report on Gold?
We didn't.
It was a
cramp.
They were stretching. They were stretching him on the sideline there. Chad Holloway had him down, stretching that calf out. He's
blocking them back.
Blocking them back. You mentioned Chad Holloway, volunteer assistant coach, works as a firefighter down in Nashville. So I'm sure he's had a lot of medical training. Probably serves as our trainer on the sideline for such things.
That is his role. He doesn't play a role as far as coaching or anything. He's strictly a medical personnel and handles all the ankle taping and stuff for us pregame. And we're certainly glad to have him.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you are, Coach, because I remember last year that was your job.
It was. I was in the locker room prior to the game, each game taping ankles and wrists and whatever needed tape. So we're definitely glad to have Chat with us.
After the block in the back, Clay County still has possession. The interception stands. They're going to take over 62 yards away from the Tiger end zone at their own 38.
You know, we've been seeing Wesley Walker a lot at this fullback. He does all the dirty work, guys, on this Clay County offense up in there with the lead block. And they're going to run behind him.
Heading out to Ogletree. Midfield. 45. Still on his feet. 40. Cuts it outside. 35, 30. Lowers the shoulder. Piles down into Tiger territory. Big first down. On first down for Ogletree. The senior.
And where did it all start? From Wesley Walker right there. Run right behind him. He blew up that linebacker, Ogletree, right off his hip. Had to burst to get to the second level again, and you know he was going to finish that one.
Ball at the Tiger, 28. Pick up of, I believe, 24. We'll have to check that in a little bit. Started at the Clay County 38, now at the Tiger, 28. Ashcock, direct snap. Quarterback keeper up the gut. Nice pickup. Advances down to the Tiger 20, right on the edge of the red zone.
Guys, I'm going to venture to say you can do away with that mental block we were talking about earlier. These dogs right now, they feel it. They can taste it. You know, they're within the reach of victory here.
Clay County in front, 21-6, under 10 minutes to play in this one.
Well, that's what we've seen out of this team all season long, Coach. Nothing phases them. They're all players. When the times get tough, they come out in the second half and they respond, and we've seen it all year long. And it's got to go back to Coach Jake Johnson and his staff and the way they prepare them and the adjustments they make. And that's what we've seen all season, and Clay County's rolling right now.
Ogletree carried on second down. Picked up none on the play. Ball still at the 20. Third and two. Third and short three, long two. Ashcock's going to be in the gun. Walker the fullback. Ogletree his right hip. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Ashcock keeper up the gut. 10. 5. Touchdown. Jake Ashcock. Touchdown Clay County. Clay County's going to go ahead, folks, and take care of business here, I believe, because at the 9:06 mark of the fourth quarter, they're now in front 27-6.
What we've been looking for right there, just that's basically a counter out of that jet, isn't it, Daniel? I mean, he rides the jet to the side, and then he cuts it up, and Dalton Gold, and I believe it would be the freshman on that side with Gold, Hamilton, is that not right? Traps it in the inside, and then Ashlock takes it right off their hips, and he's gone to pay dirt.
PAT coming, snap, set, kicks away, has the distance, it's good, two in a row for Alec Kerr. New score, 9:06 mark of the fourth quarter, Clay County 28, Gordonsville 6.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hague and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network, Alec Kerr getting set to kick it off from left to right. His team in front, 28-6, after Jake Ashdock runs it in from, how far out was he at the time?
20-yard touchdown run for the big quarterback.
Jake doing a nice job running the football this year. Short kick, short little pooch kick goes out of bounds. Tigers going to take over a good field position, but unless they get really active really quick, Clay County's going to walk away 5-0 for the first time since 1996. Now, not making excuses for Gordonsville. They're a good football team. They do have a lot of injuries coming in. Hey, we've had a lot of injuries over the years. During the years, they beat us, too. That's just a fact. Gordonsville, such a rich tradition down there. They've got two state championships to their name, 1984 and 2012. They've got a silver ball from 1983. Wins have been few and far between against them in the last 20 years, and we're going to relish every bit of this one if we can hang on for these last 9 minutes and 6 seconds. Tigers have it. At their own 45-yard line, 9:06 left on the clock. Quarterback in the gun. It's the fourth quarterback they've used tonight, number 11, Peyton Clymer. His pass was complete out to Pemberton. They hook up for about 4 yards, advancing up to the Tiger
49. I've not done a good job calling the Tiger offense tonight because of the constant rotation and change at quarterback. That is one of the positions that they have sustained injury at. They've got a great freshman quarterback who is out with a broken toe. His name, Matthew Albritton. We'll see him a lot over the next 3 years. He's a great player. Played last year on varsity high school as an eighth grader.
He did, Daniel, and he does have some talent. And you got to credit Coach Scott Clements with what he's done here with, you know, a banged-up squad. You know, he gave Clay County a scare early on in this first half, but we've come out and the dogs have rolled and put this one away early.
Tackle made by Copeland and Burks on second down. Sets up third and six for the Tigers. The ball rests 51 yards away from points for them. They're on 51 or 51 yard line. No such thing exists. It's the Tiger 49. In 3 years of broadcasting, I don't think I've made that mistake till now. Tigers have it, third and six. Two wide to the left. Make it three now as they motion the receiver across. Quarterback in the gun. Going to be Davis. Rolls to his left. Under pressure. Evades the tackler. Balls away and caught at the 45, where immediately he's brought down by White Burks along with John Copeland. Again, this time Burks the primary tackler. On the one prior, it was Copeland. Flag is on the field, though. Those tackles may not stand, but we may forget to take them off.
You're right about that, Daniel. And, again, you saw on that play the speed of Dalton Goad right there. He was out here, I don't know, it looked like he run 25 yards and almost that close to a sack. That's why you don't see huge sack numbers.
Right.
You know, it takes a relentless motor all the time just to get one in a game.
Goad had three against the Tigers last year, has one tonight. After the penalty, the ball rests at the Tigers' 39-yard line where they've got it about third and 18. 7:15 and ticking. Clay County in front, 28-6, a differential of 22 points. Three-possession lead right now. Pemberton, the quarterback, going to be in the gun. Three wide to the left, one to the right, running back at his right hip. It's not Pemberton, it's Underwood. Underwood rolls to his right, throws. It's caught by Davis. Davis picks up almost the first down. We'll say he picks up about 17 yards. Going to see Gordonsville up in what's going to be fourth and about two, maybe one to go. Definitely they'll be going for it.
Nice job by the Gordonsville quarterback that time. Tucked it to run right before he got to the line of scrimmage. He drew up on the guys on the outside out there and dumped it right over the top of them to pick up a nice gain. Big fourth down coming here for the Tigers. It's basically all but over if they don't get this one.
Yeah, do or die for them. 6:50 on the clock, fourth and one. The ball sets at the Bulldog 46. Time not on the side of the Tigers.
Prior to that play, guys, that 17-yard pickup, Gordon's only had 9 yards of offense.
In the second half?
In the second half. Nine yards of total offense, yeah.
Fourth and one. It's going to be Clymer again at quarterback. Hands off. First down yardage.
It's awful close, Daniel.
Possibly.
Your baby got it.
We'll have to check the spot. Yep, going to be a first down by the nose of the football.
I think that was Markham that walked up from his linebacker position that came in there and made that stop.
First and 10 for Gordonsville, but the clock ticks here at John Tuples Field. 6:35 and dwindling. Clay County hopefully going to hang on here during the last quarter of action to this 22-point lead they've got, 28-6. Quarterback rolls to his left, looking for a man in the flats, balls away. Nearly intercepted by Markham, does follow the turf, though, incomplete. Stopping the clock at 6:22.
Saw it go again on that one, Daniel. The quarterback just got it off, and it's my term of the year, the double-hand chuck. This time it wasn't up. It was down and drove him into the ground.
Goad, just impressive. I know you take the liberty to watch him a lot. I've got to watch the football and call the action. You watch that interior line and see all that stuff. And we've talked about it all season long. You know, last year we was calling him a lot for all these different sacks. He's had several this year, had three last week. But he's having to fight through double and triple teams to do it.
He has, and it's not just Goad. You know, we see Walker's got two TFLs tonight. Coons has got three tackles. One for loss, best I remember. So it's that interior line again, guys, keeping these linebackers clean to run through and make the stops.
Second 10 for the Tigers. Balls away on another pass. Targeting Pemberton. Was Underwood. Incomplete. Third and 10 now. 6:18 on the clock. This one can't get over quick enough.
It can't. It can't. But I tell you what. I don't care if it doesn't. You got to relish a win like this right here because they don't come around very often, Daniel. You know, you talked about the last, what was it, 1996?
Last three wins have come in 96, 03, and 08.
Okay,
in this
well,
series.
Prior to that 96, my 4 years of school, I never beat them.
And then there's some guys, you're not the only one that can say that through the years. Those mid-80s teams that were so strong, well, Gordonsville was runner-up and state champs in 83, then 84. So some of our best teams struggled to play against the Tigers and win. Underwood to throw. Targets their man deep. Ball is caught.
What a catch.
A beauty of a catch. Tigers are setting up shop now inside the Bulldog 5 after that huge completion. It's going to be Pemberton on the catch.
I think that one right there, you know, Burchett just lost in the lights or something. He was right there in coverage like he always has been. And by the way, what, you know, the freshman out there on the island for the last how many games since Burnett's injury?
This is the
really,
third, I believe.
Really played great out there, guys. But again, I think he kind of didn't think that ball was in the air and gave him just a step. And it was a great catch on the sideline by the Tiger receiver.
First and goal for the Tigers at the Bulldog 5. Direct snapped Underwood. He goes around the right side, hit hard and brought down. We've not done a good job calling off tacklers tonight. It's hard to see. They're across the field from us. The balls are going to be over at right hash. And I've got to give credit
Wade Coons,
to Wade Coons. It was the sophomore. 5:50 and ticking. Clay County in front, 28-6. We hadn't had a ton of homecoming victories here over the years. It's going to be
That's
a sweet
true.
One tonight.
You're right, Daniel. And we talk about the distraction of homecoming and all the pompous and all of the parade and the pregame festivities. But, again, nothing phases this Bulldog team, not even homecoming.
Shotgun snapped Underwood and the Clay County defense, now that the Tigers had it first and go from the 5, they continue to tighten up. They play great when their backs are against their own end zone. That was a host of Bulldogs. Pick one out, Thomas.
It was penetration from the interior. A goat came out on that play. Who's playing nose guard? Because that's who made the stop.
Your nose guard is going to be Levi Garrett.
Garrett on
the freshman.
Stop.
Coach Johnson has a lot of praise for all of his freshmen, including Garrett. He talks about how complete a offensive and defensive lineman he is here as a freshman. So he's going to be a great addition to that old line and defensive line over the next 3.5 years. Third and goal now. The ball sets. Still at the Bulldog 5. Gordonsville with nothing on first and second down. Underwood with it. Gets up to the 3. Now the 2. He's brought down.
Alec Kerr.
Alec Kerr with the stop. Fourth and goal for Gordonsville. 6 feet away from the Bulldog end zone.
And here comes the senior Wesley Huff. Or is he a junior? Not
senior.
Sure. Senior Wesley Huff. He must be our goal line stopper, Daniel. How many times have we seen this? You get a team...
We've not seen Maynard tonight. Kind of curious on that defensive line.
We haven't seen Maynard. As Gordonsville takes a timeout here, we'll go to break, folks. Clay County leads 28-6.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Biostats of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Biostats' BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278. Or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Fourth and goal. Ball at the Bulldog 2. 4:21 left in this contest. Clay County in front, 28-6. We'd like to keep it that way. The Bulldog defense only giving up 14 points through four and three-quarter contests here in this 2019 season.
Impressive. You look like the big wishbone-looking set with the Hogs up here, Daniel, and a flag.
Going to be against Gordonsville. They're going to be backed up. Fourth and goal from the 5. No, Coach Clemens beat the penalty, I think. Got a timeout call. We're going to go ahead and go back to break here on the Horizon Sports Network. We'll play one and then come back.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin,
we're back here on the Horizon Sports Network. 4:21 left in this one. 28-6 the score. Fourth and goal from the Bulldog 2. Before we went to break, we told you we thought Gordonsville picked up a penalty. They had a timeout instead. See if Clay County can hold here. Wishbone looking set. Quarterback's in the gun, two fullbacks in front of him. Here's the snap. They try to go over the top. Nothing doing for them.
Wesley Walker.
Going to be stopped short of the line. And a fumble play. Thomas says Wesley Walker twice in there here. The senior getting the crowd fired up with that big turnover on downs.
And a forced fumble right there too, Daniel. I tell you what, you know, I've interviewed a lot of players over the last 3 years. Folks, if you didn't hear it in the pregame show, go back and listen to it. The senior, Wesley Walker, really broke it down. And not only is he playing good football right now, but he's a great young man and really made a whole lot of sense and did his, I'm going to call it the best interview that I've ever done on the Inside the Locker Room segment.
Clay County with it from their own one, 99 yards away from points. They do lead 28-6, 4:14 led from the clock. Ashlock in the gun, quarterback keeper. Gets back to the line of scrimmage, and he goes down. Probably picks up 1 to 1.5 on it. We'll have to check the down marker across the way. Ball going to be placed right in the middle of John Teeples Field. Not the middle as far as the 50 goes, but between the hashes. Second date, pick up a 2 for Ashlock. Here comes the heavy set. The seniors, Huff and Maynard, coming on. 3:45 and ticking. The ball now. At the Bulldog 3, after Ashok picks up 2 on first down. Ashok's under center. Hand off to fullback, probably Ogletree. Yes, it's him. He's on his feet. He could go all the way, folks. 30, 40, midfield. Will he be caught? 40,
no,
30,
sir.
Down to the 20, 10. William Ogletree has just scored the longest touchdown in Bulldog history against the Gordonsville Tigers. The play originated from
the 3-yard line, Daniel.
A 97-yard touchdown, and if I'm not mistaken, Coach Edwards, the longest of all time for any Bulldog, any variety of play.
If it's not, it's in the top one or two.
The homecoming festivities get a big exclamation point as Clay County now leads 34-6 at the 3:23 mark. And this is a good old-fashioned beatdown of the Gordonsville Tigers.
It is, Daniel, and there's nothing I like to see better than that, Daniel. And the senior, Ogletree, he deserved that one right there. We don't think of him as the speed guy, but let me tell you, once he broke the line of scrimmage, he was gone, and there wasn't anybody catching him.
Alec Kerr, 3 for his last 3 on extra points. Clay County in front, 35-6.
Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network. Experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
We're back here after the most exciting play we've probably ever called here on the Horizon Sports Network. The big 97-yard touchdown run by senior Will Ogletree, and his average per carry is going to be way on up there tonight. After
well, Daniel,
that, Thomas.
Daniel, he had 95 yards total on 8 carries before he touched that one. Now he's got 9 carries for 192.
Will Ogletree, with that carry, becomes the new single-game rushing leader against the Gordonsville Tigers. Jimmy Crankle, his senior year back in 1985, had 189 on the ground against him. Ogletree has eclipsed that as well. New name at the top of the list against the Tigers.
He is, and he deserves it, guys. I mean, like I say, he had to sit out last year with a knee injury. We saw him come alive in that Joe Burns game and just dominate and will Clay County to victory, will Ogletree. And once he got there, he just went from there. And tonight he was the leading rusher before that huge play. No better person for it to happen to than Will Ogletree.
Agreed 100%. Alec Kerr's kickoff, the short pooch-style variety, an up back for the Tigers, caught it right on top of the 40-yard line at his end of the field. Went to his knees there, and that's where the Tiger offense will take over. Clay County in front, 35-6, and it feels good, folks. 3:21 left in this one. Clay County going to be 5-0 for the first time since 1996. Hats off to these young men. Hats off to the entire coaching staff, all the way from head coach Jake Johnson down through the very last man. Tigers with it, 60 yards away from some more points for themselves. Hand off to Underwood. He's up the gut. Tackle's going to be made by Bryson Burgett. Underwood with a nice carry, though. Picks up 10, maybe 11. It's going to be a first down. Crosses into Bulldog territory up to the 49, so a pickup of 11.
You know, we talked about it at the break, guys. I thought this was going to be a close game. You know, down to the wire, what might happen in the fourth quarter to get it done. But, you know, Clay County comes out, just like we said, in this second half, and they dominate. And they do it every single week, guys. They got the ball, and they've scored 4 straight, just like that, to put this one away. And this team's no slouch. You know, we're looking at these linemen up front. We've seen some big teams so far this year, but none as big as Gordonsville.
Underwood brought down the backfield, tackle for loss for senior Will Ogletree, adding to his big night. Second 11 now after they lose one on the play. 2:35 and ticking. Folks, we've got to remember that this is a Tiger team that went to the Creek Bank last week in Hartsville, walked away with a loss about, 49-9, something like that. Clay County now 35-6. I'm not saying we're up to the level of the Jackets, but kind of comparable as far as scoring goes.
It is.
Tigers with it, 50 yards away from the Bulldog end zone. 2:10 and ticking. Fullback and tailback in the backfield with a quarterback. It's a handoff down to Underwood. A helmet comes off of a Tiger player. Action continues, and things are getting a little chippy as the Tigers are frustrated. It was a clean play, though. Nice job by number 28. He's the young man that was down on the field earlier, hurt for the Tigers. Austin Schaefer kept his feet moving. Picked up about 6 for his team on that.
Tackler on that was John Copeland, who's quietly having a nice night, Daniel. He's up to 5 tackles and a sack so far. Copeland is another one. Game after game, he's just doing more and more, Daniel, really settling in and becoming big time for his team.
Starting to trust his knee, just like Will missed the majority of
same
his
way.
Junior year. Actually, sophomore year, he's a junior now, John is. 3rd and 7, Underwood the quarterback. Climber sets at his right hip. Actually, Climber's the quarterback. Underwood sets at his left hip. Climber rolls to his right, looking to pass. Balls away. Incomplete. Stopping the clock at the 1:04 mark. What about these Bulldogs? 35-6. A huge homecoming win. Big Region 4A win. Folks, we have to do some other things to ensure this, but if we go ahead and knock off Red Bull and Pickett, which we should, hate to speculate, this likely means that Clay County, with a victory here tonight, should host their first playoff game since 1996. Since I was a freshman in high school, that's something, I'll just be honest with you, I've dreamed about. Just seeing us in the first week of November on our home turf, with a lesser seed coming to us with a good chance to go to the second round. That should be the case. It's Carson Sharp. No interception. Carson intercepted a pass, but he is out of bounds, so it was waved off.
You're right, Daniel. I mean, it's things dreams are made of. You know, you hate to talk about it, but Clay County has been, you know, kind of down and out for the better part of two decades now, or somewhere in there. And this team is bringing them out of the cellar, and they're doing it in a big way.
Gordon's will turn over on downs. We're going to see Jake Ashcott go into victory formation, I believe, here with 57.6 seconds remaining. We had a message that flashed across our computer screen that we lost internet. I hope that wasn't true. I don't think it was. It may have lied to us. Ashcott takes that knee. And this is going to go into the books, folks. Clay County, for the first time since 2008, going to beat the Gordonsville Tigers. Puts us at 26-42-1 in the all-time record. We've still got a lot of work to do there against this strong Gordonsville team as far as the series history goes. But it's the first step towards it tonight. 30 seconds now. Ashcott takes that other knee, and that should send this thing final. And it's going to. The fans who have stayed here throughout come to their feet. I'm going to leave my head out the window to let you hear them. I see folks like former head coach David Threet right down here below us standing applauding these Bulldogs. It's those folks like that, those other members of the 1964 team we mentioned in our history show. They love to see you beat the Tigers because it's something that has been hard to do over the years. Thomas, you mentioned it, that you had not done so in your playing career, and this one is final. Clay County winners tonight getting a 5-0, 35-6 against the visiting Gordonsville Tigers at this big homecoming game of 2019. Stay with us for the Dairy Queen Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the DQ Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Whether you're looking to satisfy your post-game hunger with one of their signature chicken strip baskets, a delicious grill burger, or just hoping to cool off your craving with a blizzard or classic treat like a hot fudge sundae, Salina Dairy Queen is your destination when the final buzzer sounds.
There's plenty of time for Clay County fans to stop in after the game because your local DQ is open late until 10:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights. And don't forget about breakfast the next day, starting bright and early at 5:30 a.m. Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats, the announcement of the TDS top player, and much more on the DQ Post Game Show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town.
Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, Interactive Voice Response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Turn the lights off. Here we are back on the Dairy Queen Post Game Show. Huge win tonight. Clay County getting to 5-0 for the first time since 1996 with a huge Region 4A win over the Gordonsville Tigers, 35-6. First time we beat them since 2008. They had a nine-game streak going. In case you're adding up the math and thinking I'm wrong on that, we didn't play them in 2013. So it was a nine-game win streak that we snapped tonight, Thomas.
It was, and, you know, talked about it being the next step or the giant leap. Well, Clay County took the giant leap tonight, and they did it in a big way, Daniel. And it started with a good start. After, you know, two unfruitful drives, Clay County on their second possession put together one. Alec Kerr started off with a big 11-yard run. Carson Sharp, a 12-yard run. And then Ashlock found Bryson Burchard, who's come on as a one of his favorite targets so far, for a 20-yard catch to set it up first and goal on the 1-yard line. We know, we know what happens then. The big quarterback takes it himself and did the honors from 1 yard out. And then we saw a first of what kind of got this second half surge started. Keaton Arms, a freshman, came in that Wildcat formation for the two-point conversion, Daniel, and it was the only time we saw it in the first half, but picked it up 8-0, Clay County. But things kind of got out of hand a little bit. Clay County, and it wasn't necessarily the Gordonsville defense, in my opinion. We saw some three and outs and kind of some lethargic type play in that first half. And Gordonsville got on the board and made it 8-6 on a big 40-yard pass play that got them down there. And then they snuck it across on fourth and goal from the 2-yard line to make it 8-6, and that was your halftime score.
You know, tight ball game at that point. Gordonsville would come to play even though they had some injuries and stuff, but they've been dealing with those for a few weeks, so they've had time to work that out. Tight one at halftime.
It was, and we've seen it all year long. We don't know for sure because we're not in the Russell Richardson doghouse or in the locker room on the away games, but got to be something about Coach Jake Johnson and his staff and, honestly, the seniors on this team to get this Bulldog team fired up for the second half, and they came out and they did exactly what they've done all year long, Daniel, and they went to work to score 4 straight touchdowns and put this thing away. Don't have time to go through the drive, so we'll just hit it. We saw Ogletree set the tone early on the first, on the second possession of the second half, a broke free for one of his long runs, this time for 39 yards, banged it ahead, and then Arms came in and punched it in from 6 yards out. And then Ashlock found Bryson Burchett for the 6-yard touchdown on the next one. Kerr made the first of 3 consecutive PATs. Ashlock 20-yard touchdown run, and then the highlight of the game, Daniel, to pretty much nail in the coffin, whatever you want to call it, Will Ogletree, the senior, from the 3-yard line, broke the line of scrimmage, and he was gone, Daniel. 97 yards later, 35-6 is your final.
I was quickly looking through some of my history here. I don't have it sorted the way I'd like to on my phone, but I think, Thomas, I am confident in confirming that that 97-yard touchdown, the longest of any type play in Bulldog history. As far as a passing touchdown, I got a 96-yarder, Scott Barlow off the arm of Stephen Arms. And as far as rushing, Kurt Cherry, a 95-yarder. So Ogletree edging those guys out, putting his name in history. Clay County huge winners tonight, 35-6 over the visiting Gordonsville Tigers. They take the driver's seat in Region 4A. We're going to play one ad, come back, give Bulldog stats, give Tiger stats, do a budget pest control scoreboard update, and the TDS top performer.
You're listening to the DQ Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Whether you're looking to satisfy your post-game hunger with one of their signature chicken strip baskets, a delicious grill burger, or just hoping to cool off your craving with a blizzard or classic treat like a hot fudge sundae, Salina Dairy Queen is your destination when the final buzzer sounds.
There's plenty of time for Clay County fans to stop in after the game because your local DQ is open late until 10:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights. And don't forget about breakfast the next day starting bright and early at 5:30 a.m. Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top player and a final budget pest control scoreboard update as we wrap up the DQ postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
We're back here on the Dairy Queen postgame show. Time for the impressive Bulldog stats.
They are impressive, Daniel. We talked about them breaking the 300-yard mark last week for the first time. Well, here's what's most impressive about it. Clay County had 77 yards at the end of the first half. They finished with 346 on 40 plays. So that means they racked up 269 yards in the second half. We talked about them being a second-half team. The numbers definitely show that. And we'll just start with the rushing. Actually, this goes with defense. Ogletree had two tackles, a tackle for loss. Keaton Arms had three tackles. Copeland had five tackles and a sack. We talked about how he's been coming on lately. Bryson Burchett, four tackles tonight. Wyatt Burks has five tackles and another interception, guys. My mind's kind of losing me, but I think that's three on the year, one being a pick six. Go tonight. We saw him battle in and out and be close to a lot of sacks, but he had two tackles and one sack. Wade Coons, you didn't get that big play I called for, but he was solid. Four tackles, one tackle for loss. Jimmy Burchett on the outside, four tackles, a tackle for loss. Wesley Huff had one stop. Sharp, four tackles on the outside. Wesley Walker, another big game for him. The senior, four tackles, two for loss. Alec Kerr, two on the outside. Joseph Markham, two tackles in the sack. And the freshman, Levi Garrett, coming in with that big stop on fourth down on the goal line late. So a lot of good defensive numbers. Ashlock finished 5 for 12 tonight for 44 yards and the touchdown to Burchett, 6 yards out. They also did have one interception kind of on that Hail Mary at the end of the first half. So just two picks for the big senior quarterback so far this year. Been pretty productive. Go for the rushing. We finished with 28 carries for 302 yards, four touchdowns, and a two-point conversion. So a big night on the ground for Clay County there.
Yeah, best of the year.
Best of the year, no doubt. Alec Kerr only had three touches, guys, for 12 yards, but he also had some big return yardage. Sharp finished with 5 carries for 18 yards. Ashlock had 8 carries for 38 yards. Keaton Arms, 3 carries for 42 yards. And the touchdown, actually, I missed his 6-yard touchdown. We better add that. Four carries for 48. I didn't have it marked here, so I've changed those numbers. And your leading rusher tonight was Will Ogletree. What can you say about the guy? 9 rushes for 192 yards and a 97-yard touchdown, Daniel.
Very impressive. Big night for Will.
It was.
Big night. Coach, Tiger stats?
Well, guys, pretty tough night for the Tigers offense. Had 85 total yards at the half. Added 74 to that in the second half for a total of 159 yards for the game. But 80 of those 159, which is half of them, came on two big pass plays. It was a struggle all night. 26 rushes for 29 yards. You know, just a little over 1 yard per rush. And what we talked about prior to the game, the play of the line on both sides for Clay County. And it was good.
It was.
It was really good. That's it.
Thomas, I think we skipped over the Bulldog receiving stats.
Daniel, and we had Keaton Arms, 1 catch for 3 yards, Wyatt Burks, 1 for 12, Will Ogletree, 1 for 3, and the Bryson Burchett, leading receiver tonight, 2 catches for 26 yards and a touchdown.
Okay, let's go ahead and announce the TDS top performer as head coach Jake Johnson comes and sticks his head in the window. Congratulations, Coach, 5-0 for the first time since 1996. First win over the Gordonsville Tigers since 2008. We've got him a headset now. Just tell us what's on your mind, Coach.
Well, you know, you're on cloud nine right now. I saw you up in the window. I got a little greedy. I had to come talk to you early. But, man, it's a good feeling. Been a long time. Been a long time, eh, Thomas?
It has. And there's nothing, you know, I talked about it on the broadcast, Coach. I've never done it before. This is a first for you, too.
Absolutely. You know, anytime you beat Gordonsville, regardless of opponent record, it's going to be a fight. And, you know, the score is not a complete reflection I think, as the Fives actually was.
It was. It was a good game in the first half. We talked about that, and we talked about it to start with. No matter the injuries they have, who they're down, they're still the Gordonsville Tigers, and Coach Evers talked about how that's kind of a mental block for this team. But y'all definitely got through that and really just dominated the second half like you've done all year long.
Absolutely. We just got back down to basics. We really tried to get the edge on them, and I think that's something they kind of overcompensated for. But, you know, Will Ogletree had one heck of a night tonight.
He did. And we'll let you kind of help us announce that. Our TDS top performer tonight is Will Ogletree. Coach, he has now had the longest play from scrimmage for any Bulldog, the 97-yard touchdown, finished with 9 carries for 192 yards. And he also had 2 stops, 1 tackle for loss on defense. Talk about Will Ogletree and what he means to this team.
You know, if you watch him on film, it's effort. It's hustle plays. His second effort tonight was absolutely phenomenal. But, you know, this is the Will we've been waiting to see. And what's in him. A little rusty coming off the injury, but he's firing all cylinders.
We saw him come to life during that Joe Burns game and get confident, and he's just built on it each week, is he not?
Absolutely. And, you know, the more confident he gets, the more head of steam he gets, you know, the better I feel. Definitely calling offensive plays.
Definitely nice to have that emotional leadership that Will brings. You see him get up after those tackles for loss that he nets, and he's clapping his hands, addressing the crowd, and just gets everybody going. So it is a pleasure to announce Will Ogletree as tonight's TDS top performer. And that's segment each week is brought to you, of course, by TDS Disposal, who serves all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coach, I'm glad you came up here. We may have to try to get you to do that every day.
Yeah, that's great. Coach, enjoy this one. It's one that's going to go down in history as this season's building into something special. Take it. I know quickly you're going to turn your eye to the Westmoreland. I guess they're the Tigers, maybe. The
Eagles.
We haven't played them in a while. So the Westmoreland Eagles, I know Sunday afternoon you and all the staff will get started on them, but take tomorrow and savor this one.
Absolutely.
Coach Edwards, we'll steal your headset back and do that final budget pest control scoreboard update.
All right, Daniel, we're back here. Got a few, I got a lot of finals here. I've got one showing in the fourth quarter. That's Livingston Academy 42 and Stone 7. I think Livingston's probably going to move to 5-0, I believe, on the year. Watertown 34, Cascade 13, that's a final. All these others are finals, folks. Smith County 34, York 12, Oakland 49, Cookeville 0, Red Bull and Springs 14, Joe Burns 44. Joe Burns picks up the first win of the season. Macon County 48, Cumberland County 12, Monterey 63, Pickett County 16, Troutdale County 44, Westmoreland 6, and in our sister region there, Copper Basin 46, Whitwell 27, and Terry Everett's Pirates 53, Huntland 7. Final score.
Beat down.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. If it's not paying rent, we'll get rid of it.
Folks, we are glad that you stayed with us here for the Dairy Queen postgame show. We're absolutely thrilled to announce the final score one more time. Clay County 35, Gordonsville 6. We'll be over at Westmoreland a week from tonight, bringing non-region action to you. Clay County going to try to get to 6-0 also for the first time since 96. That 96 team was pretty good. May talk a little bit about them next week as this current squad tries to match them. So for the guest star tonight, Terry Everett, our producer Rob Edwards, and our statistician, Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing y'all a good night.